Saturday Night Virus begins now.
This is as disorganized as it comes.
Women's power is in your fear of whatever they're going to do.
Black Phillip.
Fat-tongued mongoloid.
Love Doctor.
I told my girl she's the fourth most important thing in my life.
So sensitive.
It was me, my career, my mother, and then her.
Ooh, that silk.
She only thinks she knows shit because I tell her shit.
Keeping your pin pads strong.
I think my girl in my life is worth five bitches now.
Better have my money.
Okay, here it is. Here it is.
Chef, turn that camera off. It's creepy. Jesus fucking Christ.
Black pussy.
Yeah.
No, we start that over. It's fat pussy. I'm not
no
gonna
way. It's black.
This is black.
It's black pussy.
It's black.
Dante.
I introduced this song to all you motherfuckers.
Not to me.
To you too.
Not to me. I knew this song before.
When you were a little boy, I was playing this song.
Like fat pussy, nigga. That's fat pussy, son. Doesn't matter.
Don't
turn that shit up, man. Because I'm upset.
Don't call me nigga.
You gotta see no hope. You can take the test and bring big fat titties. Wake up, nigga. Wake up. Everybody wake the fuck up, man. Because this is disgusting. This is disgusting. This is... We haven't been on the radio for fucking 2 months. 3 months, some shit. The last time we was there. Because you niggas got a show every gumdrop nigga in the world got a show on XM on Saturday. Today is the best bubblegum flavor show, you fucking cocksuckers. We're trying to save the world. And here these motherfuckers, every 5 seconds I turn on a fucking show, it's just a nigga talking about beans.
Beans.
It's the bean show, dude. We got a purpose on this fucking show, a theme and a purpose to save niggas. Because niggas need saving. And I don't mean black people.
I mean everybody.
Men. They need saving, man. Turn this shit off, Danny. Please. Because this is disgusting. I see Danny's attitude is shitty. Sad sack motherfucker.
This is fine. What
happens when Black Phillip is gone for 2 months. Everybody goes back into sad sack mode. Goofy shit. You too, nigga.
I'm good.
You too. We talked about you being in love with some fucking third world broad.
Wow, Dante.
I love everybody.
And man, this is what I'm fucking saying. This morning I get up at 12 o'clock to go down to Jeffrey's fucking love fest where there's a bunch of people in there looking for guidance and hope. I don't got no hope for motherfucker. I got real shit to try to get you through life like I'm getting through. I'm a miserable motherfucker, man. If I was a white guy, I'd have killed myself already. I'd have fucking hung myself because I'm depressed and I'm miserable and I'm trying to keep motherfuckers from killing themselves, killing their girl, killing their family.
Wife.
Trying to keep motherfuckers happy. Pimp season is open. What is it? May what?
May 16th.
It's pimp season, motherfucker.
17.
I see Bookster. Bookster's already in his full pimp garb.
Yeah.
Got his jacket on, his blazer.
And then here's the sad thing, Danny. Here's the fucked up thing about the show right now. Somebody might be just listening to this for the first time. Really, we've only had a week and 2 days worth of shows.
That is true.
We've been on the air 10 years, but we've only had 9 shows, maybe even 8. Y'all tell me. I don't even know how many fucking shows.
I push. I push and push.
Here's the disappointment shit. People don't even know, like, Jeffrey Gurian, he came last show. Now, if you're new, because you got to be new, because it's 2 months ago, it doesn't feel new, but people going to be like, who the fuck is this guy? Well, he established him 2 months ago. But we can't really get a groove on helping motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you why I'm so mad, because I've been traveling. I haven't been on TV, so I had to go out there and hustle. Do these shitty clubs that I don't do, that I don't really like doing. I don't like to go to these places because I know they would be as disappointing as I knew they were. Seattle, pussy whip city, bunch of motherfuckers who let their women run their whole life. Pussy whipped town. Motherfuckers sitting around with that look of, this is inappropriate. Guys who take their women's emotions for them. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to open a bitch's pickle jar, or maybe if you're in a good mood, if it's raining, you give her one of your coats. Not the coat you got on, because then you get rain on you.
You don't throw your coat over a puddle, right?
Fuck no. No.
Where did that come from?
You know what I do?
Walk around the puddle.
Motherfuckers that used to live with the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
So they said, fuck it. This coat got plague on it anyway. Let me put it in a puddle and wash it, and then at the same time pretend like I'm doing something for this bitch.
No, but can you imagine if people actually did that shit?
Yeah.
You throw your coat down in the mud so a woman could step on your coat?
You would do it, Jeffrey.
How
stop bullshitting.
How are you going to go through that many coats?
First of all, stop working out a bit, you motherfucker, because you would put your coat down.
No, I would never throw down my coat. No
this
way.
This is something. We got to establish who everybody is.
Okay.
This is fucking bullshit. I'm so mad. I'm driving here listening to fucking Kevin and his show. I'm not saying it's a bad show. Whatever.
I am.
But I'm riding. Damn it. I'm riding. And it's just, I don't even know who's in the room, but I got to hear an hour before I come on to try to save men from injustice and persecution.
That's your big lead in, Superman combo.
Exactly. Did you hear? Wonder Woman's going to have her golden panties in the movie. What? Shut the fuck up. Shut up. So let me get back to Seattle. Pussy whipped. Bunch of motherfuckers in Seattle. If you're listening to Seattle, pussy whipped, shithole motherfuckers. I'm going to go back because you need me to go back. I didn't want to know that the world was this. First of all, what we're doing is so advanced in terms of madness, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize how fucking far down guys are.
Yeah.
When they make those looks like, I don't get it. This is terrible. This is sad. This is, oh my God, dude. You're not happy.
You don't love women.
You're not a lover of women. Is this your friend right here, Jeff?
Pamela.
This beautiful thing here?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
She's gorgeous.
Damn. Well, of course she's gorgeous.
She's a beautiful person. How are you?
I'm fabulous. My dog jumped on my hose.
No one gives a shit already. Here we go. Jeffrey.
Oh, God.
sit it down. Here we go. Jesus Christ. This is what I'm saying. If she was in Seattle, though, it would be, here's side kisses. Sweetie, there you go. That's you there. You don't have to do the whole phony moi. She just did the moi to everything.
I didn't give him the kiss.
I like her already. By the end of the show, she'll be just fine. Welcome to the show, sweetie. I didn't even introduce everybody else, by the way. Oh, no. Slide her over.
Over here next to
you. You know what? Slide that mic this way, and then slide that mic towards.
All right, we'll do that.
Do the same thing with the headphones.
And then, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
and
cool. Okay.
Yes.
I've
there you go.
I've done this once or twice.
There you go.
Thank you, Doc.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's hot, but it's a lot of confidence. A lot of too much confidence and too comfortable.
But don't we like women with confidence?
No.
Don't we like a woman to be self-sufficient?
Self-sufficient?
Self-efficient?
Why are we whispering? Are we on the radio?
She knows. No, I'm just trying to say.
Is this a whispering show?
We're talking to. Okay. She even knows what buttons. Push, I think there's a little feedback on A. If you slide up the lever. Perfect. Thank you, Jeffrey. Perfect woman to have.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
We'll find out her fucking low self-esteem issue by the end of the show. We'll find out why she cries at night. Yes, indeed. What's your name again, beautiful?
Pamela Page. Hi, darling. Sweetheart.
She has no clue.
I'm from Texas.
No ugly bitch would act like her.
Absolutely not. That's but not I would know an ugly bitch. So.
Come on, Jeffrey. You
would have, know an ugly bitch.
Before you can master beautiful women, you had to get some to ugly, funky
never,
bitches first.
Never. I swear to God.
Beer
never.
Goggles one night.
I will show
never
you
happened.
Pictures back from the 70s. Never.
Jeffrey,
absolutely
stop.
Not. I couldn't do it. It's not in me to do it.
Jeff.
Why?
There was a time.
There was never
Let
a
me
time.
Tell you something, Jeff.
If it makes you feel better,
no,
I'll say that.
No, it doesn't make me feel better. Fuck that. Let me tell you something.
I would
don't
rather
let me
be alone.
These pussy whip towns.
I would rather be yeah. alone.
First of all, we're not talking about the wonderful, all-powerful Jeff now.
Okay.
High school.
We're talking about growing up, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There was a time where you had to date some ugly bitches. Just don't lie to me.
No, there was a time when I didn't date at all, probably. But when I
Which
did.
Which is even worse, nigga. So don't even try to play me like you've been Hugh Hefner's son
no.
your whole life, nigga.
Hey, I wore a fucking ascot to high school. Who did that?
Of course. That's why was, you didn't get was, no pussy. Don't act like was, you didn't want pussy. You didn't get it.
He was
and then,
ahead, he was ahead
at
of
some
his time.
Point, you be,
was.
Exactly. You be, you've grew into a vision
you gotta know
that
how to sell
I
it.
Respect with all due respect, but don't act like you was getting pussy your whole life.
I didn't say that, but I said when right. I did get it, they were good. I never did ugly
well,
bitches.
I wish I could say that.
I didn't really.
I would
know,
rather wait.
Really?
Yeah.
As there was a time you did.
Nah, I was cute.
My high school girlfriend was prettiest girl in the school, but it, you know, that
well,
was it.
Both of you motherfuckers. Don't
you know why?
Because
I
knew from early on.
I would
on.
Say
listen,
I got dogged. I
pretty
might
girls
got
have to,
by pretty girls.
Pretty girls have to be with guys too, right? They gotta be with somebody.
We
you can't discriminate.
You're talking now.
No, I'm talking then.
You didn't have that then. You wasn't.
I
you
did.
Wasn't seasoned enough to have that then.
I did, but I didn't get it as often.
But you wanted it more.
But
than
I
you
had
got
a
it.
Discriminating eye.
Did you want it more than you
Absolutely.
Got it?
Absolutely.
Well, then shut
Absolutely.
The fuck up.
Stop Absolutely.
Trying to play me, Jeff.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
You didn't
but you're
get
he never
much.
Got no ugly chicks though. He's just
that's
saying,
what I'm saying. So you waited for pussy.
I waited.
He waited for
I fucking waited. Yeah.
He was like,
and if I had to wait
I
for years, I waited until it was
so
worthwhile.
So you waited until it was a pretty bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did what up until you fucked him?
Jerk off?
And did what?
You jerked off
who
up
knows?
Until?
Maybe. Who knows?
Jeff, we're on the radio.
Jeff, you know.
Stop trying to be mysterious.
Jerk off.
Yeah.
You beat your dick.
Whatever I had to do, man.
What is the, wait,
you
as
know
a host, what?
I hate talking about that shit.
Wait a minute. Whatever you had to do, you jerked off and then what?
Well,
what
there's
the other,
no other alternatives. I didn't internalize it. I would have busted by then. Maybe that's why I got a bad back. Who knows?
You huh? know what it is.
You gotta, you know what you're not establishing Jeffrey. You have to.
I know, I hate the fact, that's what I hate about the situation we're in right now. Jeffrey,
you would
right
know
now Jeffrey
this
should be
from.
A part of the show.
Yeah.
Last time we was here, in case you didn't hear the show, Jeffrey is a good friend of all of ours, actually. Well,
yeah.
he's more of a friend of mine, but he knows Dante, he knows.
No, we tight.
Jeffrey
tight.
Is a.
We're tight, definitely.
Think of. Wait a minute.
Don Juan.
I wouldn't. No, don't put Don Juan in my head. Don All Juan right. is not the name. He's Hugh Hefner in his attitude meets Phil Spector in his look meets Don Juan. I guess Don Juan meets Hugh Hefner meets Phil Spector. In terms of if I had to like bottle him up or whatever, and encapsulate him in something, the guy is the reason why he's a part of the show now is because I'm a little harsh,
a little like gravel.
Bitches make me physically ill. I hate women, but I hate them because I really want to love them. I really want to go mm-hmm. coochie coo. I really want to. Let loose and go, of course, dear. Of course, Puddin' Pop.
and Jeffrey does
They're
that.
Abusive pieces of shit. They sicken me with their attitudes. So I'm really harsh because not like everybody else in this room who at fetus got pussy and never struggled ever. If they wasn't going to get the most beautiful girl in the room, they jerk off until she came around. Of course. I'm the only fat fucker who ever struggled and had to actually gain some resentment. I don't know, but I think Boogie has a little resentment towards women.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not sure.
Yeah, I struggle.
Boogie has resentment also towards women.
No, but we all have resentment, but it's a different
what?
Thing. Resentment is not only common to you. What
I didn't
you resent,
say it was common to me.
What,
I said it was common to me in this room.
What
every,
you resent, no,
we,
what I, you resent
struggle,
is the power.
We just struggle differently.
It's the power that you resent. Men don't have that power. It's just straight up.
But that's why
men
I resent.
Men do not have that power.
We do. That's why I'm fucking angry. Because it took me till I don't even feel like fucking no more.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me.
I don't feel like it. I really don't.
It's too messy
it's
anyway.
Just, it's yeah, too much. Know. I got a pain in my sciatica.
Yeah, yeah, it's too much. It's a lot of trouble.
It's like when I was younger and wanted to fuck, I didn't have the ability. Now, pussy is just...
Whatever.
Could be gay.
And you can even say that. There was years, there would be something that would bother me.
Now you're like, whatever, bitch.
But that's the pages women are on. They stay on page one because they never need,
they don't
to,
need
go
to
any
right.
other page. They only need to go.
Well, she's Pamela Page. So.
She,
well,
I think she goes to
you're
page.
You're reading the wrong book.
Hmm?
You're reading the wrong book.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, she's so gorgeous.
Can't really.
That's why you hate
and
me.
She, no,
don't you
I
wish
don't
people on the radio
gorgeous.
Could see? Maybe if you stay real close to the mic, they could see you.
My mouth is basically on top of the mic. I'm giving it head right now. Can I say that on the radio?
Sure, you can say anything you want.
Oh, well, fuck yeah, man. I'm having some fun, right? Put your shirt back on.
Uh-oh.
I love like you're her. Constipated over there. I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing.
Why are you trying to figure that out?
You look constipated. That's a...
Why? Why are you trying?
You're the one making the faces.
I actually enjoy her because she...
Lays it out.
She is... Like, right, what you're doing right now is called... It's called pushing.
I mean, pushy?
No. Pushing, meaning you're trying too hard. Oh. And at the same time, you don't need to. Like, you don't need to have as much personality as you think you need to. Even your personality is arrogant. Meaning, you're gonna make me like you on your terms. You're gonna force me to like you or get along with you the way you like it.
Because but, I'm but a woman, your, that's what I need to get, is get exactly what I want, because I am a woman.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Estrogen power,
are you
baby.
Out of your... There's no estrogen power. Let me...
You want to be here about your mama now.
What are you talking about?
You want to be here
talking
about your mama.
You're talking about life? You're talking about science?
Yes.
It's only, let me tell you something. The fact that you can have kids is you're only a victim of circumstance. It's really not that special. You either was going to be a boy or you was going to be a girl. Girls have babies. Boys don't. So the fact that I don't have babies make me as special as the fact that you have babies. Because this has nothing to do with you. You're just, you popped on the earth with the ability to have children.
And then it takes two to tango, right? Your sperm.
And really, egg. So what though?
Yeah, but we're on the same level.
We're not on the same level because you're saying
you've
we're
been
not.
You've reading the Bible too many times.
Absolutely not.
You should read more of Jeff Groom's books over here.
No.
He's not a fan. Filthy. Why does he always have you on? Filthy, dirty.
No. See,
no,
this
because
is what
you
I'm
talk
saying.
About power a lot.
She,
we're talking.
Yeah. And she, the power she has, Jeff, and again, I don't want her to get upset at anything because I really like her.
She won't be upset, but.
She is exactly why men hate women. Nobody, she's
no,
not.
No, it's why men are jealous of women. It's not that they
not
hate them.
We're fucking jealous of women, Jeff.
We're
stop
jealous
that
of
fucking shit. Why are we jealous of women?
Because of the power they have. It's not fair. They have a power that we can't
say
compete
what the
with.
Say,
it doesn't matter
no,
how
Jeff,
handsome
Jeff,
a guy
Jeff,
is. His
go.
Power
Jeff,
doesn't compete.
Say what the power is.
Power of
the power
pussy.
Of beauty.
She said it.
The, Jeff, it's
the
say
power,
what the power is.
It's the power
whipped.
Of beauty.
Say what, say what.
I'm saying it. The power of beauty
power
is so powerful. Yeah. It's always been that way throughout history. Men have made fools of themselves because of their power. Men have lost fucking
what,
kingdoms.
What's
they've
the,
lost
what's the power,
whatever you
Jeff,
can lose.
Say what the power is.
You want me to say the power of pussy?
Yeah. It's
that's
the power
fine.
Of pussy.
Okay.
It's
but
not
it's
the
more
power.
Than that.
It's, no,
it's more than that. The essence of a woman.
It's the power of beauty based on and relative to what, Jeff?
Attraction.
The idea, yeah. The vague idea that you may fuck them.
Yeah, but that's the end.
Do you enjoy beauty that you're not even thinking about fucking? Do you just enjoy that?
Yeah.
Why don't you just watch? You know what? Ice cream sundaes are beautiful sometimes.
No, but to be in the presence of beauty. See, to me, beauty is like a work of art. It's like going to a fucking museum, man. And you see.
Ladies
beauty,
and gentlemen, this is Jeff Gurian, by the way. This is why he's here, because Jeff has a line of horseshit that is so righteous and so wonderful, and he believes it. I believe it to the core of my being. Go fuck yourself. But we're at the same idea except for different language. Jeff, here's the thing that I believe about you. You have at least took that concept, and I have lost the concept of patience. Jeff, you took the concept of patience along with the concept of having a wonderful vocabulary and turned that into what I believe in. We believe in the same thing.
Absolutely.
But I believe in it with less. I believe in it with a little less patience, because I've been dealing with it that way my whole life. But I said, what the fuck? Because I just believe men to be better. You know what I mean? I just think that women don't have any concept about why men are better. And they just live that life because like Pamela here, you could just see she's a lot of nothing for no reason. Like, there's a lot of shit that she doesn't have to be, but she is that. And she's confused thinking that it's because she's magnanimous, but she's really just a pretty bitch. Father Time will stop that.
But what I'm talking about, it's the reason why beautiful women like to go to strip clubs, because people like beauty. People are drawn to beauty. Mm-hmm. Women, even if they're not gay, they like to look at other beautiful women.
Absolutely.
And I don't care how handsome a guy is or how ripped he is or what his abs look like. It's not the same thing.
Why
isn't
it?
People don't like looking at men. Why? I don't know.
So you're saying women's beauty is different?
It is different. Very different. And women have this innate power that they've used since the beginning of time. Fucking Eve probably did it to Adam.
It's called, you know? it's called the power of seduction.
Power of seduction.
And there's also,
but they don't even have to try. They just have to show up.
In that power of seduction, there's also what you have to be a seductress. Not every woman should be the same kind of seductress. You understand what I'm saying?
They're not.
Meaning they don't have the same power, which is another frustrating part for me, is, like, I seen a couple of ugly bitches in the street today, and I didn't talk to them, but I'm looking at them going, how come more ugly bitches aren't horny?
Because, like, they can't get laid.
Meaning, how come more ugly bitches aren't like, give me any dick? They have the same attitude as a beautiful bitch.
Right.
The same dismissive attitude in terms of rejection. Where you go, listen, if I'm Brad Pitt, okay, I would take Brad Pitt's, or no, let me change that. I would take Brad Pitt's, like, if a bitch couldn't fuck Brad Pitt, if Brad Pitt goes, nah, come on, that's right. I'm wise enough to go, I'll take Brad Pitt's throwaways. Bitches that Brad Pitt ain't fucking, I'll fuck. There should be some bitches that go, all right, if LL ain't fucking me, I'ma fuck
Patrice.
This next nigga.
Right.
Well, I'ma fuck this guy.
But it's because she doesn't really have to make that decision, because it's our fault. Again, it goes back to our fault, because so often, just because this guy rejects him, how many guys are really going to... A woman can always give away some pussy.
See, that's why I get frustrated with you, Jeff.
Tell me why.
Because you're not helping. I believe...
Jeff is selfish.
Thank you. I believe your style is... It's selfish.
It's good for you.
It's good for you, and you're not fucking helping with that beauty. It's like,
no, because it's
not,
based in
you
truth.
You have an intrinsic,
most people can't do what you do.
You have an intrinsic anger.
We know that it's based in truth.
It's,
the point is that nobody can pull that off but you.
That's not true. There's other guys who probably
very few, and the guys who try to pull it off like you. In order to pull it off like you, you have to understand the basic fundamental. When you boil it down to a rule, to the rule of it, and you have to start that and then build.
Hold on a second. This is something that you did that guys don't do, Jeff. When I asked you, listen, did you jerk off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. when you was. Here's what I want from you. Yeah, I don't have to get it, but I want it. Yeah. I'm gonna push you till I get it.
I'll give you whatever you want.
No,
I have no problem saying
it. I don't want whatever. I don't want whatever I want. I just want to try to get whatever I want. You do you, because that's why I love you. Because you do you. But I'm saying, visceral. Why it bugs me when you go, oh, the beauty and the boo. It's the same horseshit that these fucking guys can't do. It's like you said, it's the selfish thing. It's for you, but man shit, it's based on anger of a certain degree.
No, I get what you're saying, you but understand. Jerking off is very low-level sexuality, and I have worked... It's the lowest level of sexuality to please yourself.
Yeah, but
it sounds fucked up.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound. There's nothing hot about that.
That's the point. That's the point.
This is why
the
point is in love.
There's nothing hot about that. When you if
how does anybody explain jerking off like this?
If you're into tantra,
God love you, nigga.
No, because if you're into tantra, if you're using your sexuality to expand your consciousness, right? Which is what I want to do. I want to take sexuality to the highest levels. Right?
Let me interrupt.
Okay.
We were talking about the time before you knew tantric sex, before that, we talking about in the very beginning, maybe it was high school, I don't know, was it high school?
I always had a feeling for that.
Yes, but
I didn't even know what it was.
But we didn't understand that.
So you thought jerking off was a low, you would have called when you were 16, jerking off a low level sexual experience.
No, I wouldn't have known what the fuck that was.
That's what we're saying.
That's what I've come to. It's like stepping back.
Yeah.
It's like when you move to the city from the country, you can't go back to the country anymore.
Right, but we're talking about fundamentally what did you do when you couldn't get pretty women? Jerk off is
jerk
the answer.
Jerk off like everybody else.
Right, but that's not what you said.
Jeffrey,
because
it's an ugly thing. It doesn't feel.
Oh, Jeffrey, this is your new nickname for me.
Wow.
You are the passive misogynist.
Passive misogynist.
Yes, what he is.
No, not at all. No,
you are horseshit.
I'm a gregarious isolator, but I'm not a passive
misogynist. Thank you. Horseshit. This is why I admire your shit. I just challenge it. Is that how you can have Pamela in your life as a person of access? She's gorgeous, but I know as a person of access, for me. It would either be we would fuck soon or we would never talk again because I would immediately challenge her what I seem to think to be is horseshit. You don't. And it's beautiful.
You know why? Because if I'm with a woman like her, I want her to come when she's with me. And if she doesn't know me well enough to trust me, she's not going to come.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Whatever the fuck that meant.
And that's not gonna,
well, she's gonna trust me that I'll tell her to shut the fuck up if she talks too much.
And there's another thing too. I'll give you an example. It happened today. There was gonna be a third girl here tonight.
Yeah.
I got into my elevator today and there was this girl, I was getting out and she was getting in, right? And I realized I forgot something and I jumped back into the elevator and this girl was really, really beautiful. She was happened to be from Jamaica. Mm. And we're riding up and I realized that nothing happens by accident. And I have from the ground floor to the 16th floor to talk, right? Mm. You gotta talk really quick. Maybe the 10th floor. Anyway, I had her within those few minutes to come on the radio with us tonight. She came to my apartment. This is a girl that I just met a few minutes ago. And while we were talking, I was telling her about the show. I wanted to prepare her that we're going to talk about sexuality and the difference between men and women and the power. I showed her Patrice. I told her about Dante. I told her the whole thing. And she said to me, you know why I came to your apartment? Because you have the kind of energy that I could trust. Because how does a girl that you just meet come to your house? And she said,
she's
because
she's a stinking ass bitch.
She said, and you know what she said? Because
she's a funky hoe, Jeff.
She
and
said,
I'm not gonna let her live her life with me letting her get off with being a funky hoe. Your style gives women like
plausible deniability.
Beautiful, which is like, oh my God, I don't know what this
is. It's magic.
Why is my pussy wet? It's magic. I'm just gonna go, you funky bitch. Be a funky bitch.
Yeah,
and I'll like you. I'm doing a better justice for them because I'm not making them think that they're lesser or better because of their pussy. I'm like, look, you a funky hoe,
and that's okay.
Let's hang out. bitch.
And that's okay.
I'm not. Don't make me fucking go
like fucking hoes.
Come down to your world of having to, I don't know what overcame.
But
you
they
have
can only,
a beautiful
they,
way of making hoes. No offense. Yes, I look at her open her fucking mouth. Baby, you see, I almost apologized right away. And to you, I don't know you. I'm not calling you a hoe. I'm not calling you a hoe.
There's every other bitch out there, right?
Say that again?
There's every other bitch out there.
What are you talking about?
You're not calling either one of us a hoe. It's just every other bitch out there.
No, no,
he's talking about a general sense.
In general,
and it's
like a general sense of what it is. But not saying to any chick that she's a hoe. I'm saying under those circumstances, if a chick comes to my house that I just met and she starts saying to me, I'd rather not get pussy if she starts saying to me, there's something about you. There's a magical thing that's happening and it's twirling around and I see, yeah, bitch, you a hoe. I met you in the elevator.
Yeah, but that's okay. Because
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You have to make her
meet someone.
Let's say she is a freak. You gotta give her, you have to make her comfortable enough to
Why?
Be able to cop to that.
Nigga,
she's not gonna
I do.
Just walk into your house She'll and tell never, you she's a freak.
I do. I make them, you know why?
But nobody can do
I'm
that
a
but
piece
you.
Of shit. No,
well, look so at this,
woman,
you're a master
you,
pimp.
I wanna, you know, here's
You are the master pimp.
Here's
nobody
no,
can
nigga,
do that.
You are the master pimp. And you are the master. Do you see why?
Yes. I'm kind of like
we
the
bridge.
We
still didn't introduce everybody.
Yeah.
Hold up, let's step back. Let's step back for a second.
People.
Let me take a quick call real quick, because this guy, Bob. Bob, I'm sorry, dude. Bob.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, man. I'm trying to get to these calls, but fucking Jeffrey just unbelievable. He brought the perfect woman here. Perfect. Retarded and gorgeous at the same time. But not mentally retarded, but just retarded and crippled by her own loveliness. She looks like one of these third world hot porn,
beautifully disabled.
These fucking Russian porn
disabled.
Stars. She's gorgeous.
She's beautifully
she
disabled.
She doesn't say shit.
I can't even listen to
edgewise.
She
doesn't.
I'm absorbing all the self-absorbency over here with you two guys and just trying to get a full grasp of how you can even make a woman come.
Look at her. This is what I like.
Yeah,
you
see
that? You see how it's changing? It's a little less magical now. This is what I like, motherfucker.
I'm just waiting for you guys.
Wait a minute, hold on. What does Scarface say? Keep it coming, baby. I like it. You got to look at your eye like you ain't been fucked in a year.
I just got fucked for 45 minutes, orgasm straight all the way.
A whole 45 minutes?
45 minutes of a straight up orgasm.
And who was this breathing dildo that you used that you probably said, right there, that's what I like. Do it right there, because that's how I come. If I fuck you, I'm going to fuck you like I fuck you. And if you don't come, that's your fault. It ain't my fault.
But that's being self-absorbed, and that's why.
No, it's not. It's being given because you.
Being gay.
It's being giving.
It's being gay.
Because I'll find a spot you never even knew about. That's and but see, you're doing.
The only way that would happen is if you had a 10-inch cock.
That's what. Listen,
well,
I don't have that.
Well,
that's
why I have to say where you like it as well.
Excuse me.
Isn't it alright to say where you like it as well? Not just take it however the guy gives it to you.
Yes. Yes, because it trickles down from me. Never forget, beautiful, you are the fuck-y all the time. No matter what you're doing, you're getting fucked. The fuck-y can't really give directions.
Erections? Bob,
not
what do you think about this?
The other way, you can't.
I'm sorry, what was your goddamn question, Bob? Because I'm just surrounded. This is like WrestleMania, nigga.
Well, you know, that's right. I'm going to make the statement I originally called for, but I have to tell you, you know, I don't know if Jeff believes it. He may be a good guy, but he is so full of shit.
He's not.
He's full of shit.
And the thing is, he's not full of shit, Bob. He's not full of shit. It's like, I understand your emotions about it because I get the same emotions about Jeff.
Yeah.
But I know it's not full of shit. I'm envious
it's
of
righteous.
Jeff. It's a righteous thing, man. It really is. Jeff is amazing.
But he's got penis guilt. He doesn't want to pleasure himself, and he takes the simplest of actions and reactions that women have, and he wants to mystify them and make them all these mysterious
things. But Bob, you know what? That's not a bad thing. But here's the thing that I always say to Jeff, is it doesn't help mankind. It doesn't help Bob. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help Boogie. It helps you.
It doesn't help the average man who can't grasp where he's going.
Shut up.
Now he doesn't grasp what other people are saying.
I'm just fucking with you, baby. Because she needs some medicine. I like her.
He is mystical. I mean, I can understand what you're saying, but you can't. He's a level 12 pimp, and you're talking to people.
Level 1 and 2.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got an amazing aura about him. That's what attracts people. Gosh. And beautiful things. Because you can't get it.
A lot of his status could end up in his own head, all right?
Say that again?
A lot of his own status as what he's achieved, his level of ethereal connectedness, is all in his own head.
It's all in all our heads, to be honest with you. It's all in all our... See, but you got to understand, though, Pamela. Thank you, Bob. You got to understand, Pamela. See, this is one of the things that frustrate me a little bit about women also. You got to understand the anger of Bob.
He was pretty pissed.
What it sounds like, you can't dismiss it. It's an underground anger that Jeffrey has... had that underlying anger, but he has
worked through it
with his concepts. I have underlying anger, and my anger is outward frustration.
It's still worked through it.
And I work through it with a philosophical standpoint that I stand on. It's not like, I'm going to choke a bitch, I'm going to punch him. It's more like, shut the fuck up with your bullshit. He has underlying anger that he worked through for his own style. Drew Boogie, you... don't understand that because you've never had to work through.
Let me ask you something. Where do you think his anger comes from? Where do you think Bob's anger comes from?
Resentment, the fact that women, he doesn't get women.
Exactly.
At okay. All. But, he has probably a small penis.
Why would you do that? Like, why?
It doesn't have to be about the guy.
Yeah, but that's where you.
Wait a minute, hold on.
It's all about how you love and connect with a woman.
Why do you do that? I guarantee she doesn't know.
I'm asking.
I guarantee she doesn't know
why she
what,
doesn't.
No.
What I mean.
What doing that means.
Means, okay. That's right. It's like men always judging you by the size of your boobs.
You're saying that you're right. It does come from
his
anger.
Ask her what that means.
What does that mean? When I'm saying why do you do that? When I'm saying why do you do that, do you know what I'm talking about? When
I need more roots. Where are you coming from?
I said, why do you think he's angry? You said, because he doesn't get women. And then you said, because he's probably got to... let me finish. You asked me to explain it. You said, because he's angry and because he probably has a small penis. And I stopped you and I said, why do you do that? What am I talking about? What is that I'm saying? Why are you doing that?
Explaining to
she
what
has, no, she doesn't no. even get it. Explain. She doesn't even get it.
Isn't that interesting? This is what I know what the fuck he's talking about.
I know what he's talking
you
about.
You know what
Absolutely.
He's talking about.
Absolutely.
He knows what he's talking about, but she don't know what the fuck he means by that question, and she doesn't even try to understand.
I would think she would know. That's interesting to me.
I would think she did it on purpose.
This is what I mean when my anger is we both are going, I don't believe any woman. Immediately, he didn't even have to say that. I know that she don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
That's it.
That's how I feel about it.
What you did was you reduced men to penis size. That's the standard of a man.
That is penis size. That's like saying that was wrong.
That's like judging women by the size of their boobs.
All right, it is wrong, and you admit it because
the reason you're admitting it is because Jeff is soft and smooth about it.
He's got this beautiful aura, and so he can put it in a way that doesn't offend you. And you go, well, I shouldn't have done that. But what I'm saying to you, but you jumped to that conclusion. I'm asking you not. Okay, so you understand what he's talking about, but I'm asking you, why did you do that? Why did you go there?
Why did I go there with him? Why does he hate women the way he does?
No,
I'm assuming.
No, she's still not getting it.
Now you're shifting. I'm asking you a specific.
Let me ask another call. Let's go back.
It's natural.
Because we got a long show.
She didn't have to think about it. It just came. It's natural.
But that's the point.
This is why I love her on this show already.
Uh-huh.
She's perfect. Because this is...
Well, it's an example of how women take away men's power. But men do the same fucking thing a lot of times. Listen
this
to
is
this.
What I don't want. Jeff, I'm taking another call.
Okay,
because you're frustrating me. I don't want. We have enough shit for their side of not understanding.
It's not about their side, but listen to this. Walk into a club with a beautiful girl. Walk into a club with a beautiful girl and see how other guys treat you, that they don't try to step on your territory and start asking questions.
But that's
fucked up. It's because they're jealous.
No, but the thing is,
if a guy walks up to you, if you're with a beautiful girl and a guy walks up to you and he says to you, oh, she's really beautiful, right in front of her.
Yes.
You take that as a compliment?
Motherfuck right.
No, man.
Because then you know what that's
like? At the back end, that's like, he's saying it.
Ready?
He's saying it to your girl. He's not saying it to you.
Here's how I'm boiling
it down. I don't need a motherfucker to tell me my girl looks good.
Jeff,
I know she looks good.
Yeah.
Really? That offends you.
Jeff.
Fucking offends me.
This is what it, ready? This is how I look at it. This is how fucked up I am.
Yeah.
Jeff, hey man, your glasses are wonderful. That's the same thing. Those blue
lenses.
Absolutely
not.
Wait a minute.
Because I don't own her. She's not a possession of mine.
Yes, she is.
No, no.
Not a possession. She's an object of desire that has nothing to do with you.
I don't need some strange motherfucker to come and tell me that my girl looks good.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but Jeff.
I know she looks good because she wouldn't be with me if she didn't look good.
Yeah, but Jeff.
I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't be there in the first place with her. I don't need a strange guy. Why do I need his compliment?
It surprises me.
You don't think that the woman chooses the guy?
No.
Say that again, beautiful.
No.
You don't think that the woman chooses
no,
the guy?
We set up the conditions that you choose us.
No.
We set up all the conditions that you choose us. Absolutely.
Right.
You are, we got all the bait.
We absolutely set up the conditions.
We got
so that
all
you,
the bait.
You, like, you don't, you, I mean, you may pick a guy at random that you find, you know, attractive, but all of those things that where he is has this aura and he knows how to talk to you, and those are all things that we've learned from you, our first inception
from,
on attraction
from
to
being
women.
Rejected.
Jacqueline, let me say what you do. You choose, but it's not a choose like we choose. You choose. It's almost an unsatisfying feeling, your choice, because you have to choose as if you're scratching a lottery ticket, meaning you look at you survey the land and go, he's nice, and your skill, this is what I mean, your skill is to stand there and go, I'll get his attention so that he comes over with his skills, because you have no skill to get a man. Your skill is your beauty. You don't know how to get a dude. You don't know how to talk your way into nothing. You don't know how to talk your way into happiness. You never had to move and shake and talk and figure shit out and get rejected on a regular basis. You don't. That's not your existence. So, of course not, you don't choose a guy. A guy chooses you, and you choose to go,
I actually did need to develop that, because growing up, guys didn't date me. I don't know if it was the fact they were intimidated by me or whatever.
Yes.
But they did not
You're date tall me. And beautiful. That's why they didn't date you. Because they couldn't come at you. That's why fat girls and ugly girls got boyfriends. Because guys come up to them with the proper, like, man shit.
Confidence.
They come up to a fat bitch and go, hey, fat bitch. But it's not, they don't say that. But that's the aura they give out. That's the magic. They get out, they go, baby, come on. You ain't got no fight
options
against this shit. Hey, what's up, ugly bitch, or goofy looking bitch, or, oh, wow, you got a cut on your forehead. Let me stare at that for a minute and let you know that you ain't shit. Now I'm coming at you. But beautiful women, guys feel, and this is why beautiful women are heartbroken constantly, because guys come up to them with our worst aspect of getting women, which is lying. And we will lie to get some. We will imply love to get some pussy. We will be lovable to get some pussy.
Loving.
Hello, beautiful. Oh, my God. Hello, Pamela. Oh, Jesus. You are, I know you hear this all the time, you're one of the most beautiful women I've seen all day. I've seen a lot of women today. It's something so striking about you. Listen, Norfolk, can I buy you a drink? Niggas don't come up to you and go, God damn, look at that titty meat hanging out. What color is your nipple,
well,
bitch?
On both levels, though, on that first one, we also can tell if someone's, like, just
instantly,
on
as
you
soon as I meet
and
someone, I can tell by the
way. Of course, but you'll never. Let me tell you why women don't play chess. You play chess?
Yes.
Are you good? Of course
Pretty
not.
Pretty decent.
No, because you took too long, Jacqueline. You're not that good. You play chess? You don't play chess. I'm going to tell you why chess. Women don't play chess. Because chess is a consequence to that game. It's a game where you have to think 12 steps ahead. So you have to think, all right, if I see this, she's going to think that I'm doing this, but I'm really doing this. And I know she doesn't have five levels of thinking to my bullshit.
She doesn't have to.
Because I have 25 levels of bullshit. You don't have to have that.
I think you have to do that because you have to get laid. So you try to think of all these different levels and stages and think ahead of women because you,
that's
have,
not
to,
true.
You have to cover up your bullshit 24/7.
I have a girlfriend.
That's not necessarily
Let's call
true.
Her.
That's not realistic. You don't want to call
oh,
her.
No. You don't want to do that.
Listen, and Pamela, see, this is why it's good you're here, because your confidence level, I would never want to knock it down, but I do want to introduce the term of consequence to your life. Options. You rarely had to have a different way of thinking. You think that this is some old anger bullshit. This is some stuff that you can just, marginalize as just some fat angry dude. This is thought out shit, baby. This is, I'm not on the radio cause I'm just a raving lunatic. I'm telling you, my girlfriend's gorgeous. She's a gorgeous bitch.
Absolutely.
But she,
I've seen
her. I know of my girlfriend. She's abusive and it's not of her fault. She's abusive because that's her nature. Because women don't want to win. You want a winner. And that's what women test constantly. Is this nigga the winner that I think he is? So you come at us and try to make us losers. And what a loser is a guy that lets his woman make his happiness. Because we don't know how to love. Men don't. I believe this. When we love a chick, we're actually copying what she does. We copy you. We go, I think women like to hold hands in the park. I think women like to snuggle. I think, really, love.
That's what the righteousness of Jeff is, because Jeff is really...
No! He
does like
this stuff. Motherfucker.
He just
knows they like. Jeff and his evil... Wait a minute, man. Jeff and his evil... In his ultimate evil, doesn't attach. I'm talking about a motherfucker that blows bubbles on his girl's stomach. And I love you, booby. He does that, but in the back of Jeff's mind, he's like, I'm going to blow bubbles on this bitch's stomach. And she's going to go, and he's going to go.
I don't know. Because I know.
You
me.
Do the same shit.
But I'm not. But it's, I like women. I like.
Nigga, I like them too.
But you like yours like, well done
no,
on a spit.
That, you,
like
you want to put an apple in their mouth.
Yeah.
You want to put an apple in their mouth.
You like to carve them up.
Hold on, man.
I like my women live.
We're going to throw.
When I eat them.
We're going to throw a couple of, we're going to call a couple of, there's some girls online. It was a girl, huh? Casey? No, Pamela. Pamela called him out after hung up. Okay, here we go. Pamela, Bob hung up. Wait,
hey,
is
here.
That Bob again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, where was the, there was a bitch. She gone?
If there was, she's gone now.
Patrice, let me give some consequences here, okay?
Okay.
All right. You know, the frustration, it was interesting because as soon as Miss Page, you know, got her chance to speak, one of the things that she threw out at the end was, well, that guy's obviously angry because he doesn't get laid and he's got a small penis.
Okay.
So let me first tell you where the true anger comes from and then show you the results of that anger.
All right, spit it out, nigga. Go ahead.
All right. First, the anger is not, it's not anger at anybody specifically.
We know. Just say it.
But it's the power... The power that anybody has over us is the power of their perception. And people like Jeff feed into this mystical crap, and if enough women believe it, like every woman in Seattle, then they start to believe it too, and they act accordingly. And then as soon as they get into a corner where they have to try to explain themselves and go beyond just this acceptance of, oh, I have this mystical power,
mm-hmm.
then we pull out the old ammunition, oh, doesn't get laid, must have a small
We covered that, though.
And if you saw what Miss Page said, as soon as she said that, she retracts on her own self and she makes some comments.
Yeah, but that's...
I retract my own self because I was attacked by the host.
That's because I asked her... I asked her...
Did you just victimize yourself?
Yeah.
Did you just victimize me out there? Did I really?
You threw me out there.
Okay, good.
I asked her why she felt that. Like, I asked her why did she do it, and I asked her what is the thing in her gut that made her go, He's got a small penis. And then she didn't have any answer for why she did
that. The interesting thing was she didn't do it on purpose. It was natural.
It was natural.
It wasn't contrived.
But it was my...
It's what women do.
My point was to make her look at what was the gut thing that made you go there. Not that if you went there and it was natural and it wasn't contrived, but what made you go there? You don't know this guy from nothing. He could have a baby arm. But you went there because that's where you felt. What I'm saying is, look, what makes you a better woman is if you go to that gut feeling and you ask yourself, what ultimately is the thing that made me feel that way that I should go that way? Because you're better than that.
Hey, Jim. That's why I said I apologize.
Right, but I'm not.
The good thing about a woman is that Jim, we know we're wrong. We admit we're wrong.
The apology wasn't the point. The point was the self-exploration of what made you do it.
Hold on, and that happened so naturally.
Right, exactly.
Do we have Jim on the line? Is he talking? Is he there, Jim? I'm gonna tell you what. I love this. This is why this girl may be the greatest woman in the studio, other than the beautiful Jacqueline, of course, look at her. She's getting tired.
Yeah.
But see, she's bringing out some frustrations in you, which is a beautiful thing. I love that. And even I seen a hint of anger in Jeff.
Well, a lot of things.
This girl is fantastic because she is almost, what's the word? Critically? Not critically. When you have cancer, inoperable cancer?
Terminally.
Terminal! With her shit. And then here's where she went, which I like. She knows she already knows I'm passionate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she did rule number 10 on the cornball girl list, which is she took something and made me into the screaming maniac that made her feel uncomfortable, and she victimized herself and made me victimize her, which lets me know that she has about 3 or 4 levels, but not 5. She thinks she has 5, but she went to cornball. Why are you attacking me? I don't understand. And she came in with all this, but she still used that bullshit. This is why men are angry, Jeff. This is why your stilo is like you need an apprentice to pass it on. Now, your stilo is getting pussy. Jacqueline. My stilo is motherfuckers calling in going, I fucking hate women. And women don't even understand what that means, that guys hate them. They think it's like, oh my God, they want to rape and kill us. No, it's the bullshit that we have to listen to. We got to listen to your dumb stories. We got to listen to you fucking be... have a personality when you don't really have one.
Then men have to go and figure it out, bro. That's what they do. Because you don't want to go through your whole life angry and shit. Because that's the only game in town. Who are you going to deal with if you're not dealing with women?
Because,
so fucking figure it out.
Just because you put it out there like a wizard.
No, because
if I put it out there like an ogre, you put it out there like a wizard.
I'm doing it like an elf.
Yeah, it's all the same, nigga. Hold up. I'm sorry, nigga. What is this guy's name?
Jim.
Jim, did you hang up? Jim, what do you got, man?
I'm right here, man. Hey, I'm on the road right now, y'all.
Good for you, motherfucker. What you got to say? Because I'm angry, man.
Hey. Well, first off, I want to throw out a little scenario for Pamela real quick.
Pamela, you're a hit, baby.
I love it. Throw it to me.
Okay,
y'all.
First off, say you're in a club or in a bar or whatever and shit. You got 5, 6 motherfuckers around you. They're like, on your scale of like 1 to 10, say they're like an average of like 8 to like 9. Say you got some guy that's about a 6 or 7 walk up to you. And he just says, you know, excuse me guys, whenever you want to try having a serious conversation, I'll be sitting over here. And just walks away. What's your response to something like that?
I would think that was the sexiest, most aggressive thing and very dominant of you. And I would definitely push the other ones aside. And that tells me that you have the passion to maybe take me home.
But that's the horse shit.
But he's got the balls to push you motherfucking pussies out the way.
He has the game to get the real good pussy.
No. You're the best.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much, buddy.
He might just have the game.
Well, he's got the game of Jeff, and he just took away.
Let me ask you guys a question. Are you aware of something called the seduction community?
Yes.
The seduction community?
Yes.
It's fucking horse shit. I mean, it's guys who teach this shit who you wouldn't want to be anything like. But they teach these games, these tricks.
The games. Right?
To win. Hey, listen, keep that thought. Keep that thought. We got to take a break. Listen, stay on the line. We're going to answer as many calls as we can. Shit, we still went out of order.
We didn't introduce everybody.
We're going to introduce everybody when we come back. Okay. But we're going to take a break. So please, y'all hang in there, motherfuckers.
Call Patrice O'Neill on The Black Phillips Show, 866-WOW-1-WOW.
You can call. I'll listen to you talk about nothing.
That's 866-WOW-1-WOW.
It's Annie Up time, bitch. I'm a pimp! I don't want to talk later. I want this to be the last time we talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about what we just talked about ever again.
All right.
That's your point of view. I understand that. I understand.
If you want me to sit here and run the board, I don't want you to do that. And that's what I'll do.
I don't want you to do that. I want you to do what you did, but I don't want you to think that I have to agree with you.
You don't have to.
I don't.
Not at all. You could take it a complete 180 and walk in the complete opposite direction.
That's what I do.
I'm here to offer feedback, and I'm here to try and steer.
Your feedback. Now, if this was a democracy, which this world is, there's two motherfuckers that disagreed that have been here as long as you. So he disagrees.
Okay, that's fine, but they also not in radio as a business. Like, would you? How would? All right. Let's say I was coming up with some stand up, and I came to you and I started to tell you what I felt I was trying to do with my stand. You're trying to tell me, well, you know what you should really do, because I would trust you because why? You've been in the business way longer. So
if I told you what to do with your comedy based on what I do with mine, you should tell me to shut the fuck up.
I'm just trying to make a point that I'm not saying that what's going on is bad. I'm just saying.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it's bad.
Because what's the opposition to that?
It's just that it goes on for a very long time and becomes monotonous to the listener.
It doesn't. I know when it becomes monotonous. I know. That's what I'm good at. I know. And if the listeners don't know, that we'll teach them. Just like I have to teach you what's monotonous. What you want to play? You have a sound? You want a sound? Push a sound.
You want me to play a sound?
Just play. Go.
It's impossible. I'm trying to tell you that. What do you want? You want the tears to come out of my eyes?
I want the buttons.
Like, we sitting around talking. It's passion. Half the people calling us, they're passionate. They know. If I'm sitting there talking about something, and somebody's like, look, if I'm sitting there discussing something with Jeff without this fucking radio show, okay, and I say, Jeff, this is how I feel about it, we're not going to look at our watch and say, oops, this has been going on too long. We should take a break from this and then move on to the next subject. That's not how people live. I don't give a fuck about how radio does it. I'm talking about people. People. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So if a person is listening and they go, I'm tired, move on to the next subject, who's to tell that the next subject will be something they want to listen to? They'll tune out any fucking way.
I'm not saying to move on to the next subject, but we could instead of going on about it for as long as we could use the topic that we're on to seg into different things.
And a second of all, in case you didn't know, I'm trying to get this show to where it would be a weekly how to do it in a weekly format. I'm going to tell you why I start switching it up a little bit by the way I'm doing it, because you have to find a way to say something that pertains to how you feel at the time. I can't, like, some weeks I don't feel like a pimp. So I have to make sure that people understand that they're getting into grown men with who have a diversity with how we feel. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not contrived.
It's an organic situation, dude, and organically we were talking. We didn't put, because there was times where I was getting ready to click a caller, and then Pamela would say something that made a motherfucker say, fuck the caller for a second. Because we're getting into something that, see, you're seeing it as entertainment, which I understand. But you gotta understand what I'm doing is, there's motherfuckers, like when I said I went to Seattle and Seattle's pussy whip, I didn't say that shit like as entertainment value. Pittsburgh, pussy whipped. Ann Arbor, Michigan, pussy whipped. Kalamazoo, Michigan, pussy whipped. Connecticut, pussy whipped. This is for real. There's motherfuckers out there saying to other guys, yo, this is inappropriate. This is terrible. This is misogyny. Motherfuckers need help. And if I'm saying on...
I'm not saying to not help them.
Look it, go to Glenn. Go to Glenn right now. Here we go, Glenn. Here you go, Glenn. Ready? Go ahead, Glenn.
I was just thinking that, Patrice, you were kind of going on and on about the deal.
That's true. I'm going to move on. So, he said what he's had to say. That's good enough. I moved on.
He raised a good point. You were monotonous with your anger.
Yeah. I moved on. Yeah. But Jeff is not monotonous with his thing.
He's good at what he does. He's really good at what he does, and he continues to write more books and expand on his horizon, and you just stay on the most angered, pissed off amount of energy.
He expands
like
what
your
horizon?
Your energy, you're so negative. Like your energy,
really?
Yeah, it really does.
Good.
It
I'm so glad she just took
good.
The heat off of me.
Good.
Do you understand,
you're raising
Danny?
Good points. It is radio. It is entertainment. Let's move on.
Right.
That's
move on to
That's
what?
Move on to...
You tell me what to move on to.
It's your show.
There you go.
I think you already had one caller just
you,
say you are kind of rambling.
You
keep
tell
on going.
Me.
Let's move on.
You tell me what to move on to.
It's your show. Move on to a good
you know
subject.
What it was? Okay. You know what? Let me. Just hey, Michelle. How you doing?
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm fine. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
You say that women, like, no matter whether they're beautiful or they're ugly, they have this attitude like men owe us or that they... You know, they should give us everything, no matter what we look like. What about women who are attractive, normal attractive, not obviously like this Pamela person, but that settle with these piece of shit men? What the hell is going on in their head?
Low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem. And that's where a lot of this anger comes from, Patrice, because he has low self-esteem, too, and he's covering up with his anger.
No, he doesn't have low self-esteem. His anger comes from... When guys grow up, they go through long periods of rejection. All guys. Guys want many more
so
girls than they can actually have. It just happens that way.
I'm going to ask you a question in a minute, Michelle, but go ahead.
And
okay.
And after a while, you start to resent the fact that women have this tremendous power over you. And beautiful women have the most power of all. Everyone wants that, but not everyone can get it.
Can I? May
please,
I?
Yeah. You have to raise your hand.
May I?
Raise your hand.
Because
first.
Of my anger. Let me tell you why women end up with assholes. Because innately, that's what they want. An asshole represents a person, a man, who's better
what's that noise?
Than them. They're her kids, her mistakes.
I'm sorry.
They end up because innately you do not want to run the show. So when you get a man that you think is worthy of being the man, you try to make him this bitch. I'm you just listen to the show. I'm gonna turn this.
I'm
you
got, sorry, Patrice.
You finish breastfeeding or whatever. The thing is, I don't agree with that. That's low self-esteem for a woman to be with a guy who's an asshole.
It's settling.
That's it, their innate nature to want to be with a guy that they feel is better than them.
I would never ever date a guy that's like that.
That's why you don't have love in your life.
A lot of women get guys who are not as good so that they can help make them better. They take it on as like a project.
Yes. Yeah.
They take
absolutely.
Guys who they feel they can make better by taking them on
so
as
they
a project.
Take on, they
and
take
they
on
them.
Here's what they take on. They take on guys that they feel, and this is what women don't understand why they don't have happiness. Because they don't know how to initiate it. Meaning this. Women cannot elevate a man to his highest level. A man at his highest level.
Man has to do that for himself.
Exactly.
Itself.
Man has to do that for himself.
And when
yeah.
a man does that, what's the highest title a woman can have?
A wife.
In this world.
A highest title?
Other than goddess or whatever.
Queen.
You, would you agree?
Yeah, okay.
What's the highest level that a man can have?
King.
Are
king and queen equal?
No.
You can be a queen because I'm a king. I can't be a king because you're a queen. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Women are innately abusive. Pamela is abusive. She's putting it on me like I'm Mr. Bull. At least I'm honest about my bullshit. She's not yet, but she's angry because she don't know why she's not happy.
But then that makes her honest about it because she's really not explored it in the first place.
And then,
she feels what she feels and it comes out of her.
I lay it out flat.
But she didn't
exactly
do it. But she didn't do it in a mean spirited way.
It
didn't come from a bad place.
No, it didn't. It
came naturally.
Naturally.
It was natural. That's what
exactly.
was weird.
I don't think so.
That's
my point of view. Why don't you have a boyfriend, Pamela?
Why are you assuming I don't?
You don't.
How do you know?
Fair enough.
Because you asked.
Yeah, there you go. Because you keep talking. All you have to do is say yes or no. You think you're special, but you're typical, and this is why I like you. Really typical. Let me see. Thanks for saying that. Da-da-da. What women are attracted to? All right, we'll go to Colin, because we'll go to calls. Colin!
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, I've been trying to socialize myself a little better, and I've kind of, like, discovered that what a woman wants is not necessarily the same thing that will, like, cause a man to be attractive to her. It's almost like, I don't really know. I mean, I'm kind of having a hard time explaining it, but it's like the idea of a man is more powerful than the reality of a man to a woman.
I think I understand what you're saying. Like, a woman wants to get... They're in love with the idea of being in love. They're in love with the idea of being married. They're in love with the titles. They're in love with what they think they're supposed to be in love with, but they don't have their own point of view.
Right,
which is
right.
What I think, but that man, I'm an asshole. And I'm hateful.
You said something today that was a bordering on genius to me. When the woman said she wanted win a lottery ticket... Mm. And you told her to go out and meet a lottery ticket. Were her lottery ticket.
That's a mindset. That's what women do. This is what I was saying to Jacqueline is the thing. Women can't go out and go, I am going to find love, which is what they want. They have to have love come into their life like a lottery ticket. They scratch and they go, I hope I meet the guy that's going to make me happy. Men actively go out and find our happiness. And what that is if me, Drew, Dante went out, I'm not going to speak for you, but if me, Drew, we would not get together and go, hey, yo, we going out to find that special someone. Hey, let's get out there and find love, baby. Let's do that.
But when you saw someone, we would be doing the approaching. Women in general do not do the approaching. There are sometimes that happens.
They're in the predicament they're in, because I have to dance to get Pamela. But she doesn't have to dance to get what she wants. She doesn't know how to get what she wants.
And that's what makes us. And that's
what makes. What the hell are you talking about?
And that's what makes men resentful.
But that's money. You're not dancing for love.
Well, it's interesting that she said that. Have you ever seen the guys that strippers pick as boyfriends? Usually unemployed guys who are going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these girls are girls who are blessed with such beauty that it's fucking unbelievable. And you see the guys that they hook up with. Who
that's the face
to?
I like too, by the way, Pamela.
But they still think those guys
like
are better.
I like dejected, angry, what am I doing here face. Because that's real face, baby. I like that.
No,
don't think I don't like that.
You're totally assuming the wrong thing.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely right. Here we go.
It must be great to be your own best friend.
Here we go. I have to say, Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you, man, Jerry?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm trying to move on. Go ahead, man.
The point that I have is, doesn't matter what the fucking woman looks like, you talk to her long enough, you're going to get her in bed.
Go ahead and elaborate, nigga. Shit, tell us something.
I have never had a problem with getting any woman into bed. As long as you can talk to her, relate on some point, you're going to get her into bed.
Go ahead, man. You got to tell us something. How?
He's
give
saying
me
time invested.
Oh, so just staying with her long
time,
enough, just talking
time
invested,
long
enough.
I think he's saying being very smart and trying to figure out what that woman's pet peeves are and understanding her completely.
Do you think fucking Jerry the Trucker is thinking that?
This is what this guy is saying.
He's not saying that.
I think this is exactly what he's
Jerry,
saying.
Jerry, are you saying that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Shut your mouth. He's just getting to know the woman, taking the time. You won't take the time.
So you're saying get to know her.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily
true.
It
doesn't,
true.
It doesn't,
guy
doesn't mean
years.
That doesn't
decades.
Mean,
yeah, you
no,
have
that
to.
Doesn't mean that everything that I'm going to say to her is always the truth.
So you're basically
he's
saying,
a lot of
see, and I knew what he meant by get to know her, right? Here's what he means. get her to think that you're getting to know her. Lie. Just say the truth, nigga. Lie to the bitch.
Sometimes you do.
There you go, Jerry. Why won't you just come out and say, if you listen to this show for any for more than 5 minutes, you know to just come out and go lie to her. That's what we do.
Sometimes you do.
And you got her thinking, listen to her hopes
she's
and dreams.
Deeper
yeah,
this is why Pamela is sick. Because
you.
Of you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
And out the other.
Thank you for embracing.
This is why. This is why she's not happy. Cause motherfuckers like Jerry, who won't give her a little bit of medicine, a little bit of honesty. Stop with the here. Try this, beautiful, and the just
well,
tell
first
her.
Of all, I'm
just
not that
meet
type
her
of bitch
anger.
Anyways.
Yes, you are that type
dude,
of bitch.
Dude, I don't like it when people are like, ooh, no, uh-uh. I'm like hardcore, like Southern girl.
You're not,
let's go fucking
you're
do this.
Not hardcore. Any bitch that's hardcore is a sad bitch. I'm hardcore. You'll never be as cool as me. I'm cooler than you. By
if,
birth.
If this is what you call cool, then I would definitely not want any
absolutely.
Part of you.
You can't even say that.
I'll go make your love to yourself like you do all the time. I'm over it.
I make love let's to myself go. All the time, and I'm happy about it. You make love to yourself, and you're not happy about it.
I don't have to touch myself. I have other people do it for me.
Right, and
you
and other
not be
people,
one of
which is what
that's
the
where
sadness
the anger comes
is.
From. You get so upset because you
no
can't have everything
woman,
you want.
Woman, let me tell you what a man wants. Men want 10 of you. You want one guy.
Not true.
No woman wants more than one guy. That's a lie.
I want girls and guys. I want it all. Sex is a beautiful thing. Why can't I have everything? But it's got to be with the right people.
But you want love, and you don't have it.
I'm a free spirit.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm a free spirit. That means I love to love. That's it.
Shut the fuck up, Pamela.
Hey, Jeff. Shut the fuck up. I'm taking this call.
Hey, Jeff. Help her out with your magic, motherfucker.
No, but
this
I'm,
is goofy
I'm curious
shit.
To know, because she's a beautiful woman.
Wait, Jeff. This is time out. This is what... Jeff, when you start off, this is what I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna start copying Jeff. Okay. Jeff, you went, I'm just curious. And you can hear
gonna,
the magical bumblebee.
But you're gonna do it. You're gonna do it.
Really, you start off with that, but I started with, what the fuck you talking about?
It's all about the way you approach someone.
Exactly. And that's what, this is the problem.
He's mastered it.
He's learned Kool-Aid. The bullshit. Inside of the castor oil.
He creates
bitch,
Kool-Aid, man.
Take the castor oil.
The arsenic in the Kool-Aid.
Take it. Take it, bitch.
Jeff is Jim Jones of Kool-Aid.
I'm curious. There's a curiosity blanket that's flowing over.
What do you think? Magical bumblebees. I love
I'll
it.
I'll give it to you a bitch straight.
It's the best.
Hold your nose and fuck it.
if you're saying that you're hardcore, then why wouldn't you want it hardcore? Why do you like
it hardcore.
Then why is it? Why do you have to? Why does it have to be the way it's presented to you? If the truth is
the way you approach any person in any type of situation.
So what you're saying is truth is not really it's a matter of how
it's
you say the truth.
It's perception. What the other guy said, the one who I said you got a small dick. It is about perception, how you perceive someone, how
but
you
didn't.
Want to be
but
perceived.
You didn't go.
He attacked
hey,
me.
Mister, let me ask you a question.
No, I want to ask both the girls a question. How do you feel when a guy comes over and compliments you on your physical appearance? A guy comes over and says, "Oh, you're so beautiful." You find that boring?
It depends on completely the way he does it. If it's coming from his heart, because you can really tell some guys like, "Yo, man, you have a sexy body," or "Wow, you got an absolutely amazing body."
It just completely depends.
Like if you came.
I would always.
In
my
wife, it depends on how you say it.
I would
how
say,
you
what do you
me.
Say,
those
Jacqueline.
Shoes are hot.
Hop in. And I've had a chick walk by, and I go, excuse me, and she stopped with an attitude, and I go, those shoes are smoking. And all of a sudden, the whole defense
drops.
Yeah,
the mechanism drops.
But I still want the pussy,
women,
though.
Yeah,
that's
of
the point.
Course, but women don't want to hear that you think they're beautiful.
I understand
they know
they're beautiful.
So what they're saying,
they don't
what
need
you're
saying, to tell them they're beautiful. That's fucking boring.
What you're saying is... that
men
they are fucking dumb. That they want that they want you to feed them a line of bullshit, but as long as it's covered
the
in
right
some chocolate.
No, they just don't want to hear that same shit over and over. Oh, you're so beautiful.
But they know that
every
the same
fucking
shit,
guy in the world says the same
but
thing.
But you're trying to catch tuna, but you got different bait. That's what it boils
and
down
I'm
to.
I'm trying to say, oh, you have a striped shirt. I know I have a striped shirt. You don't need to tell me I got a fucking striped shirt.
I don't want to say... I don't want to listen to the bitch's hopes and dreams till later.
No.
I don't want to force myself to have to listen to
somebody you might not like.
Before
you might not even like
I know what I want. They know what I want. So why do I have to dance around and then and ultimately lie? Ultimately lie to get some pussy and then move on with the speculation that I actually care.
But your approach is fresh, at least. Do you know how boring it must be to beautiful women to be approached all day long by fucking guys who come over and say, oh, you're so beautiful.
Pamela. That's why I love her face right now. See, I want hatred out of a bitch. Because I can change it right into love. See, indifference is what I worry about. She's trying to be indifferent, but I'm getting right to the cusp of her goofy bullshit. And I love it. I love her face. I love her insults. Because that's how I get a bitch. Now I can build her up from there. Instead of...
So break her down. This is like the military. Military bitches.
Now you get it.
That's why I'm not in the military.
That's...
I don't want someone to suck my soul and to drive me to madness where I kill myself.
I'm not power mad. I will take your soul and treat it comfortably. And I will not destroy it. I'll take it
and mold it. I'd rather sell
it
to the devil.
Jacqueline, what do you think about that when people compliment you on your beauty?
She'd rather give her soul to the devil.
Most of the time I end up on a daily basis with people saying, oh, you're so hot, or they're like, hey, baby. So
By the way, everybody who's listening, and we'll move on soon. By the way, Jacqueline, we'll get to calls in a minute. I'm sorry, Jenny. By the way, Jacqueline is model pretty. She's model pretty. Like, she's runway beautiful. And Pamela is Cinemax porn beautiful. Go ahead.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
I don't give a shit. Thanks.
It really depends on how...
There you go. I want it. There's more. Go ahead. Yeah, there you go.
It really depends on how guys approach me and say what they say to compliment me, because I get a lot of, hey, baby, nice legs, or hey...
Jacqueline, how many fucking times do you get precious, hey, baby? When and where?
Oh, walking down the street every time I'm going to casting?
Like, shut the fuck up, fool. You think I'm going to answer that? Meow, shut up.
Do you?
Do guys really think when they make noises at women that that's going to be attractive to them?
No,
I mean, guys got to step up their game.
That's self-sabotage because they don't believe that they could get a beautiful woman anyway.
Yeah, I mean, guys screeching their brakes. They take off really fast. Are women chasing their car to meet them?
Wait a minute, Jeff. That's what the problem is, and that's what I would like the show to be. Is what your technique is based on being different from another motherfucker.
Exactly.
What Dante's technique is based on being different. I'm based on being different, meaning, but at the same time, is righteous. Now, my technique in terms of, like, say, how Pamela's reacted to me. See, like I said, I hunt bears. I hunt bitches who are... Like,
rah,
coming at you.
I thought you said hump bears.
I thought he said hunt. I hunt women who are aggressive and think that they're more aggressive than a man. That's who I hunt. Mm-hmm. I'm an aggressive dude. And not meaning I'll punch bitches in the face or something. I'm just argumentative.
The back of my head.
I'm fucking
with a big
cerebral
stick.
With my aggression.
Mm-hmm.
You're
bunny hunter.
Aggressive,
the bunny hunter.
Yes, but you still are aggressive with how you hunt bunnies. I could never get Jacqueline by going, Jacqueline, shut the fuck up.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, I could get this motherfucker, Pam, by saying, why don't you shut the fuck up? I know I could. Because no one evokes emotion in Pam because she thinks that she got it all figured out. But all you got to do, really, is tell Pam to shut the fuck up. And I don't mean it as a technique. I mean it as a bitch. You talk too much. And you don't even know what you're talking about. Shut the fuck up. She needs that.
Well,
she
might be intrigued by that because probably no one else says it. You have a way. You can say that shit to people. Most people in the world cannot do that. Guys do that. They're not you, guys listening to the show. But what guys do have to do is they have to figure out something unique to say and not that same bullshit that they've been doing since
they're... It's not a unique thing to say. It's a new, unique... It's
philosophy.
It's being...
Have a fucking personality, man. Develop a personality.
It ain't even that.
Say something. Women are bored. They're fucking bored.
So fuck them! Why should... What have they done to make my life better besides pussy?
I don't know.
What the fuck do we always have to diss them? Do you you understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely understand.
Why the fuck are we always trying to figure out what they fucking need? They don't sit around trying to figure out what the fuck we need. Because they marginalizing motherfuckers by calling niggas little dicks and calling motherfuckers, oh, they're stupid. I bet he's probably gay. When the fuck do guys blow off a girl who doesn't talk to them and go, she's probably a lesbian? You couldn't even do
no,
that.
No, no.
But
well,
if she, but if,
well, actually, I've heard guys do that. Oh, yeah.
But
if the girl's not interested in
him,
she's probably gay or something like that.
If say Pamela said, okay, I'm gonna fuck Drew. I'm gonna fuck somebody in here, and she just pulled her dress up and showed her pussy, and a guy went, no, thank you. Immediately, she go, this nigga's a faggot.
No, you know what? Girls are, destroyed by that. You know that women would be destroyed by that. Women can never handle the rejection that men take.
If I showed
never.
My balls...
Yeah, that would be a big problem.
Could I get pussy by showing my balls?
Nah, absolutely. That's why they don't make low-cut pants for men. Because, you know, like a V-cut pants with just the tip sticking out? You'll never see that. Because it don't work for us. We don't have that low-cut pants.
Because they're not attracted to the same things.
No, I mean, it doesn't work.
It's Israelite Jake, man.
You got low-cut pants?
Oh, that's my boy, Israelite Jake.
You got like a V-cut?
Hey, Jake, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
My bag, man. I forgot. Israelite Jake was here last time. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you came back, man. What's going on, man? Because I am sweating, angry at all of this horse shit in this room, starting with Pam.
Well, you know what it is, man. It goes back to the way this society is set up, man. It's set up, again, as a facade. Everything is a facade. You can't come out with the truth. Bush went into fucking Iraq. He didn't come out with the truth.
Okay.
So the men going into these chicks, we got to lie. We can't tell the truth. Like, baby, listen, this is how I'm feeling you. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm going to do.
All right, ready? Okay, hold on. Jake, let me ask you this.
What's up?
Stop there and explore what you said in the beginning. Why do we have to lie?
We have to lie because the women that are next to you are brought up thinking that the world is supposed to be given to them. And it's not like that.
You could be wrong. Hold on. Let me ask the ladies. Ladies, is that true or is that false?
That's absolutely wrong for where I'm coming from. Let me say this,
okay? You're saying it's wrong, but like my man Patrice brings out, we have to give you everything. We have to provide. There's a job that everyone is put on this earth to do. A woman has her place, okay? The woman is put as more important than the man here. A man has to go out and bust his ass every day of the week, but we still have to dissect to deal with a woman. But with a woman, she don't do shit but get her tits right, get her ass right, get her makeup on right, go out there and get a man. We got to get cerebral and play chess
which by the way, is boiling down to object of desire, which women don't want to be that, but they are that. Like
they don't want to be an object until they get that man.
They want to force a guy to look at them better than
exactly.
what they look at themselves. Why is it my job to look at you and find all the things about you that you ain't found in yourself?
Exactly.
Because that's the game. That's what the game is.
That is definitely the game.
And that's what I'm tired of playing.
And there you go. And then you get guys like Patrice and I who come straight. Baby, this is what I am. I'm going to deal with more than one woman. You either going to accept me or you're not going to accept me. All right? This is what I got to offer.
But women that hear that think, oh, those women have low self-esteem.
And you know
what? Those women are stupid because I am not. I'm a woman with high levels of morality.
And let me shut the fuck up. Big P,
not you, Pam.
Jacqueline. If you ask any man, I don't give a fuck who it is. You ask any man, straight up, right now. If you had a choice, this is a woman, his woman, asking him. If I gave you a chance to fuck my best friend, would you? Now, the question that you just asked, he's going to think, now if I say yes, automatically my relationship changes because now she's going to assume I'm cheating. So he has to lie. But any man, given the chance, is going to fuck a woman, period. It's built in us to have more than one woman.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold up, Jake. We have to explore that. We're going to ask Jeff. Is it built in us to have more than one woman?
Well, here's the thing.
If you're not, now, if you came out, ready, Jeff? If you came out and said, hell, motherfucking yeah, we'd then Pamela would go, oh, my God, that is not like you, Jeff. But you go, see, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Twinkles in the air, butterflies.
Big P.
Harp music. Why, I want harp music in the background.
And you know what, Big P? That's why everything goes back to that book where it says, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Okay. Tell me yes or no, baby. I don't need to go through the whole fucking spiel. It's either yes, you're feeling me, or no, you're not feeling me.
You didn't want to do that.
Listen, you didn't let me answer my question.
Why do I got to go through the whole magic trick for, baby? I don't want to go through that. Shorty, listen. I'm a man. I got insurance. I got a job paying me $100,000 a year. This is what I'm dealing with.
I like Israel like
that. Okay, I'm going to have more than one woman. That's your religion. But when I'm with you, I'm going to treat you like the queen you are. But understand what it's called. A kingdom. There is no queendom. It's called a kingdom.
The queen is the king's bitch, but I know you have a better way to say that, Jeff.
No, well, I wanted to get back to what you asked before. Because a lot of times girls say that they want to be your friend, and you want to know, well, is that a possibility? If you're not gay and the woman is attractive, you're always going to want to be with her. And I agree with that. When you asked me before if you can, you know, if a man can be with more than one woman, how can you not be attracted to her if you're not gay? You get what I'm saying, Dante?
Yeah.
It's just a natural thing.
But the question
why
is...
Why wouldn't you?
Okay. Then you're saying, yeah.
Why wouldn't you be attracted to her?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want
to
be with her?
It's the design to want to. I mean, you desire.
Otherwise, you're going to wind up with a sexual dysfunction. You don't want to not react if there's a beautiful woman in your presence.
But what do you mean by that, though?
That you're always going to want to be with a woman. Some women like to say, oh, he's just a friend. I don't want to spoil the relationship by having an intimate relationship with you.
So, but basically the question was, do you think...
Guys are not honest if they say they just want to be friends with an attractive woman.
The question is, are you and Jacqueline together?
I'm not going to say that. We're here together. Yeah, we're here together. Absolutely.
Are men attracted to more than one woman, even if they're with a woman?
Yes.
All right. That's simple in that. Do you think that's nature?
Yes.
Would you say that men want to fuck, like women want to fuck one guy?
No, I don't think so.
You think women have the same desire?
Same desires.
To want to have...
And women.
Many it's different... How many women? How many women do you think... Let me not ask you. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
How many women do you think you could fuck if allowed to be? How many women do you think you would fuck in a week if you could? What would
how
be a
many
good number?
Have I or
no? How many would you not have you? And there's a point to this question.
If I could in a week,
different,
a little older. Seven
different bitches.
Yeah.
Maybe nine different girls in a week.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jeff, you think that the fact is, here's the difference between his nine and if a woman is wanting to match that amount. The difference is, there is some sort of desire. No, not desire. There's some sort of satisfaction you get by actually bagging those nine. He didn't get those nine by pulling his dick out and saying, here's my dick, here's my balls, fuck me. He had to go out there
and work for it.
And get that girl.
He had to work
hard. Get those nine.
Right, exactly.
Things is popping.
This is nature.
A woman can walk in any place. You
this
get
is
what
nature.
You want.
Yeah. A woman can have 100 guys fuck her in a month.
Absolutely.
If she wanted to. But... She doesn't want to.
Most of them don't think that way.
Most women don't want nine different dicks inside of
in a week.
Mm-hmm. It's a lie if any bitch says she's happy about having a variety of dicks in their vagina and in their mouth. They're lying. I desire to have different pussy on my face, different pussy on my dick, different bitches talking shit, and getting different bitches.
Because so women don't have, because have a different mentality.
But sex is internal. Sex is internal. I know women that don't even want a guy. You don't want a guy coming in your apartment with muddy boots. So you don't want a bunch of dirty dicks in your pussy. That's even more personal.
Yeah, diseases.
But I mean, even if it was, even if you was bagging it up, the point is, it's a much more intimate act.
There's no happy hoes, Jack.
None. You're allowing somebody to internally take up space in your body, and that is internal in itself.
Any woman who says that she can get out, oh, I love it all. I love many different partners. Lying. I'm not saying you're lying, Pam. I'm not a porn star either,
but other girls who are porn stars who fuck for a living,
for
do you
money.
Think they're all lying? They're all lying hoes.
Well, no, because they're honest, actually, because they get paid.
So
if you get paid to fuck, that's a whole nother story. I don't judge hookers. I've been with hookers. So if you get paid to fuck, that's fine. But I'm talking about a woman who's walking the streets and they go, I love having five different dicks in me every week. I enjoy the difference of a dick.
Would a porn star do scenes for free? Would they just do it for free?
No, wait. Why would you just want to...
Exactly, but that's the point.
That's
why
not? Be a porn star.
But that's the point.
But you said that you enjoy this level of fucking variety thing.
No, I enjoy having extreme, like, whenever you have sex with someone that you're in love with, it takes it to a complete different level.
It's intimate,
though. And to the point, to such a level where you want to be scratched on your back and they're scratching you. You want to be bit on your neck and then they have you pinned down.
Choked.
Yeah.
You're talking about quality, but I'm talking about quantity. You were talking about quantity before.
Intimate,
I would rather
intense,
have some serious,
but that's intimate.
Intense,
that's,
like hot
you'd rather
hour.
Be with one guy, which I brought up before, but she disputed.
One guy, one girl at the same time if it was up to me. But, you know.
You would rather be with one person at the same time.
But it still
about.
Would be an intimate. It would be
hold
an
on,
intimate.
Hold on,
thing.
Reggie. Hold on, man. Would you rather be with one person that you cared about and fuck that person?
Yeah, if I cared about them, definitely.
So 100%. Why, before when I said that, you said I like variety.
Because I definitely like variety. I like all types, just like every single person
you're
out there.
You're contradicting yourself,
I'm not,
Pam.
I like all different types. What is that a contradiction of? I'm every single person.
So do you like having
I
it?
I have been bad, yes. I've been very bad.
So do
and
you
the,
enjoy being bad?
Feeling so
do you
naughty.
Enjoy being bad, or do you enjoy being with somebody that you care about and fuck them?
I enjoy both.
Everybody would rather be
it.
With somebody that they love,
the
but not everyone
sex.
Has that.
Yeah, of course.
The best
and if
sex
you don't
is
have
intimate,
that,
loving
of
sex, without
who would
a doubt,
you rather be
best.
With?
Hold on, Jeff.
Yeah.
Now, are you saying that dudes can be with a woman that they love but also fuck other women and still love the woman they love?
Absolutely.
And be happy?
Yeah.
Have
I don't
no,
know
have
about
no
being
problem.
Happy.
Jeff,
I think it wears
would
you down.
Would you be definitely. Happy? Put it this way. All right, ready? Let's make this scenario. No lying. It's like your girl, she goes, hey, I love you, baby. And she's like, I love you, too. And the fact that I love you, sweetie puss, you can go out and fuck any bitch you want. Just wear a condom. Could you do that as a man and stay happy? So you don't have to go out and it's not even cheating on your girl. It's basically she understands that you want some different pussy and lets you go do that. Could you be happy if that was placed in your life where you go, I love you, Jeff, but go get different pussy if you want, and I'm still loving you, and you still can fuck me. Would that be fine with you?
I don't think I want that anymore. There was
Jeff,
a time
yes
when I
yes or
would.
No, nigga.
I don't think I'd be happy, to be honest with you.
Why wouldn't you? Look at Danny with his real face. How come you tell me to take calls, Danny, but you won't talk to Jeff about his fucking bullshit?
Well, because now we have a topic.
No,
hold on. Who's this guy? Mike, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up? Patricia, the man.
Thank you. Well, yo, no, I'm not the man. I go on too long, and I am a bitter asshole, according to some people in the room.
No, you are the man.
Forget about it.
Yeah,
you thanks get the
a
ladies.
Lot. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Easy explanation. Men want to fuck every chick out there because we're supposed to spread our seed. We can nut how many different times a day, okay? A woman wants one man because she wants someone who can give her a child and then take care of her and the child throughout all the bullshit.
Is that
simple
true, Pam?
Nature, man.
He's absolutely right.
Yes.
He is. He definitely is.
Instinctually,
I mean,
that's the case.
It's, it's simple survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
You need
Which
to
is...
get as much variation in children and offspring as possible. And a woman wants someone who's going to be able to, you take it back 100 years, hunter-gatherer. They're not going to be able to go looking for food when they're taking care of a child in their womb. They need someone to do that. Still today, same instinct.
But it's also survival of the species. It's survival of the fittest first, survival of the species second.
And who's thinking that?
Absolutely.
You're not thinking it on a cognitive level, but...
This is what he's saying. Thank you, man, for calling. This is why I forgave my father for never meeting me. I've never met my father, and I think to myself, why the fuck? How could a man have a kid and not be with that kid?
Mm-hmm.
I understood why.
You did.
Because I jerk off. Because my part of the bargain doesn't mean shit to me. In ya or on ya. It doesn't matter. Our part of the bargain is not special to us. That's how, because I'm just a nut. He didn't love my mother. I was a nut. That's how I know why a guy, and I'm not saying I would do that, but I can understand how a man could get a woman pregnant and never have a connection
to
that child.
See, and I can't understand that at all. I could never understand that.
Have you jerked off before?
Yeah, so?
That,
each
right
one of
there,
those sperm is a child.
That's
huh?
life. And that's what you thought of life.
Mm-mm.
Do you come in every woman that you have sex with?
No.
You never. Are wasting life.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if,
what are you
if
doing?
A guy, I think if a guy has a child that he,
that's
it's his responsibility.
So,
no, Jeff, you're
that
moving
is why
on.
There are so
you're
many
moving
degenerate
on.
Children
well,
out there because of fathers like yours.
Yes.
And then the increasing of the procreation happens, and look at you.
Yes.
Like, that's where
First
the
of all,
from.
I think it was very honest of you to say that about your father, because that's
is
a hard
what it
thing
is.
To say,
yeah,
and you
hard.
Obviously had to work through that in order to get to the point where you could talk about it.
But what I'm asking you is,
and I think
have you tried to have a child? Every time you came.
Of course not.
So
but
your part of the bargain is being wasted. Your part of life, you're not attached to.
I don't think so. But if I had a child, and I do have children.
Jeff.
What?
You're moving on. I'm not going to let you do this. I asked you.
No, because your question is stuck in sperm. I don't care about sperm.
Well,
sperm
that's
what. I'm not raising sperm.
But wait a minute.
When
I'm
the
saying,
sperm hits the egg, then it's your responsibility.
So you're saying that a fertilized child is, that's what counts?
No, when a child is born and there's a father there, I think the father
what do you
has
think,
the obligation.
What do you think
obligation.
About sperm itself? What do you think about sperm itself?
Delicious.
Nothing.
So
that
sperm
was not
means
said by
nothing.
Pamela.
Not to me. Not to me.
So, but that's what
the
I'm saying.
The possibility that it's because a sperm on its own is not a baby.
And
it's a sperm
an
with
egg.
An egg.
But
an
I'm
egg
saying,
by itself
but
is
I'm
not
saying,
a baby.
I'm trying to say that here's the difference between men and women. I could either make a child with a woman with my sperm, or put it on a sock, or her belly button, or on her temple.
Right.
Or
it
at the corner of her nose.
Just dripping. A little dribble.
There
little
is
dribble,
no... Yeah. This is why women are fighting nature on a regular basis and they're losing. There is no activity where women just waste eggs. There's no activity where a woman goes, ah, woo, look at those legs. Look
eggs
at all those
I'm
eggs.
Ovulating.
Look at
eggs don't shoot
ovulating all over the
look
place.
Look at those babies on a sock.
You know that women
life
are born...
is precious to women.
Women are born with all the eggs they're ever going to have, man. It's there already
That's
when they're
point.
Born.
This is the point of why they constantly are trying, i.e. Pam, but also other women, are constantly trying to gangster up the same way men are gangstered up. When I shoot my sperm, there's nothing in me going, oh my God, that could have been a... That could have been a scientist.
Of course
that motherfucker
not.
Just is gone.
Well, who's saying? Of course not. Nobody thinks that.
But that's
but I'm talking
we don't
about
have
some
to.
Women.
A bigger
to.
Picture. There's a bigger picture there. You said you brought up the concept that that your father that you never met your dad. Okay.
I can understand why. Meaning, I can understand why if I fuck a girl and I'm like, oh, woo! I thought I got all of what I needed on her stomach, which I thought all my sperm was dead. Some got in the vagina and then created a baby. And I'm not saying that I would do that, but I'm saying I can understand where a guy goes, eesh, I don't give a fuck. That's just a big sperm to
I
me.
Don't
with who talks
big,
now?
Big talking sperm. I don't
I'm
think.
I'm just a big talking sperm to my dad. That's all the fuck I was.
I don't think so. And I don't think your mom felt that way either.
No, my mother got, didn't feel that way. She felt that way about him.
Well, thank God for your mother. You should have more respect for women.
Yeah, because...
I love my mother. My mother doesn't count. She's not a woman. She's my mother.
No, but it's a much bigger picture than that.
Because she's a woman. I tell you what, my mother's a woman to other guys. I guarantee if I had a conversation with any boyfriends my mother had, he'd be like, man, she's an asshole. Because she's a woman to them. She's just mom to me. But I know my mother's hardcore.
But I'm saying is if she didn't have feelings for the guy that made her pregnant, you might not be here now.
I don't think it matters. I think the fact that women love their eggs so much that it doesn't even matter. That's why you never hear, if you ever see shows, you never see a father searching for his kid. You always see like a woman who puts a kid up for adoption or something, and then she 30 years later they go.
Yeah, I actually know somebody there because there's no closer bond than a woman and a child because it comes from your body. There's no closer bond.
Let me take another call, man. Let me take a quick call. Who the fuck is this? Tim. Hey Tim, how are you, man?
Yo, I'm doing good.
How are you? Go ahead, man.
Hey Patrice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Hey, great timeless conversation here, man.
Thank you, sir. Timeless. Thank you so much
for Danny.
Thank you, Tim. That's funny. Timeless conversation. Danny's like, move on.
Shadow on Tim.
Go ahead, man. Sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great because, I mean, both of you are on two, I mean, separate islands here. You know, one is the provider mentality. You have Patrice and the Israelite. And then Jeffrey, the lover. And both of you guys are right. I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right about what you're saying. That's your view on the world. You are right. You're absolutely right. But
what is your point of view?
My point of view is this. Well, you know, the feminist movement that came in there, and it was a great thing for women and all that. But it definitely, you know.
It went overboard.
Long run,
it was overboard.
We let them talk in the deal. I don't mind them voting.
I know you've met like women who are captains of the industry who are very successful.
Yeah. Yeah. I've met some boss bitches. Like, Oprah's a boss, but still, I wouldn't look at Oprah and she's not cool to me. Like, the shit that makes like a male Oprah would be the baddest motherfucker on the planet. Yeah. A billionaire. Billionaire black bachelor who builds schools in Africa and has no wife. That's the baddest motherfucker in the world. But a woman who does that it's like, who gives a fuck? Oprah or the bitch that works in McDonald's? They're the same
thing. Oprah's still a chick. There was this one where she bought her puppies. And
thanks for calling, dude.
Stedman was with her when she bought the puppies. She said, oh, I want them all. And Stedman goes, no.
Yeah.
One. Just one.
And
so she's still a chick, even with the billion.
I still say this to know. If you look at Inquirer, I like reading Inquirer and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Google a picture of Oprah. Not now, Danny, but in your own time. Google a picture of Oprah and Stedman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And look at their pictures. And look at how she always looks like she's in the picture with Stedman. Stedman always looks like they're taking a picture of him, and this chick is with him. Look at that picture.
He's a commanding presence.
She's still a chick.
And every picture of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, he looks like he's in the picture with her. He's carrying African babies, and he's sweating, and his hat's
he's
crooked.
Still a dude.
And this bitch is like, hello, world, I run shit. It's pathetic, but that's how they want us to be for a certain time. That's, to me, they're abusive. And they have so many different angles of making you let them abuse you with the, I'm a victim, you're attacking me, or I have babies, or you're just not in touch with your man. It's all these different angles they have to make you surrender how the fuck you feel. I'm not going to do it.
Why did you let that go, that topic that you brought up before about men walking away from children? I want to hear about that because I want to know if you think that that's appropriate.
Did you hear me twice, Jeff?
What?
Say that
I
wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do it. Okay.
I understand. Just like abortion. Here's my view on abortion, but I don't give a fuck. I just don't think women should be saying, it's my body.
Okay, but expound upon why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you do it?
Because that's my personal thing. I just can't.
Why wouldn't you walk away from a child?
I don't know. I think it's wrong.
It's wrong. Yeah, okay. That's personally. What I wanted to hear you say, that you feel it's personally wrong.
Yeah,
because people look up to you. I wouldn't want guys hearing that.
Whoa, Jeff.
What?
Twice I said I don't believe in that, Jeff.
No, I know,
so
but I wanted to hear
twice
why.
Twice you didn't listen.
No, I heard it. I heard it, but I wanted to hear you actually say, because you think it's wrong.
Why?
I don't know why you wouldn't do it.
No, he wanted to know why. He's saying why.
No, because you've asked me to expound on
which
something that I
don't.
Said. I do.
You keep magically leaving it.
No, I don't.
And I just was honest with you.
You know why? Because this is a big problem. It's a real big problem about guys having kids and walking away. There's too many kids growing up.
I didn't say.
Well, you know what?
No, I'm not saying you said it.
And here's the thing.
I'm not saying you said it. I want to say it to your audience.
Here's my point.
That I think men have a responsibility, if they have a kid, to stay with that kid.
Jeff, shut the fuck. Jeff, what I'm saying is, in terms of, that wasn't personal to get into that. It was saying why things naturally happen to women, that they fight. They try to be like us. But my point was that women naturally are attached to the love of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Men are not naturally attached to the love of a child. My girl has a kid that's not my kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met the kid, I'm like, hey, kid. Hey.
Yeah, right.
I didn't treat the kid bad.
That. I can understand.
Hey, other guys' balls.
Right, exactly. Oh right.
But as I'm growing, as this child is around me, you see her do things that are like emulate me or even
she becomes your kid.
Even grows.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching her develop, you go, wow, I love this kid. This kid is lovable.
Right.
You attach yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of sperm from sperm to a month. My point is, I can understand how a guy could not see his kid. Now, I don't agree with that. I'm saying in terms of abortion.
Patrice, I want to ask you a question.
To me, you can kill the baby if you fucking want to. But I'm saying I don't want to hear you tell me that it's your child. It's not your your body. It's not your body. It's the baby's body. There's no excuse for a woman or a man to have a kid that they don't want, unless rape, of course. That's my personal, consolation. But I'm saying that when women go, I can do what I want, and it's like, no, you can't. But you can, bitch. I don't give a fuck. But please, it's not your baby. You're not special just because. It's not your body. You're not special just because God made you the apartment building for the kid.
No, but so you're saying that women can have an abortion if they want.
If they fucking want.
Yeah, of course.
But my viewpoint is like, I don't look at you like you're special because it's the baby's body to me. It's not your body. But kill it. I don't give a fuck. So I'm saying that my father, I understand how he could not have met me because of what sperm is, what his end of the bargain is
but
on
you,
it.
But you need to understand that.
Jeff,
important.
But
it's
I
important.
Do.
Well, and it's good that you did. I'm saying that was an important process for you as a human being to understand that. If you didn't understand that, it would plague you for the rest of your life.
You ultimately have this cognitive thing. You have love, emotion, responsibility on a cognitive level, but you still have this instinctual thing where you want to procreate, where you want women, where you have a desire for more women, where a woman had. So we're,
as human beings, we're trying to balance those both at the same time. That's what makes us think we're better, because we have consciousness and we believe in God and we believe in good and evil. But for the most part, if you watch any, and I'm not trying to digress us into animals, but if you watch any animal show, any, there's not one
alpha male that stays
with a bitch, except for maybe a killer whale.
Penguins.
And secondly, humans are the only animal that loves their fucking kids for the rest of their goddamn life. Except for maybe an elephant. Other than that, you.
Well, that's because baby elephants are so cute.
You can't help but love them. You got this. Women love. They're born to love. They're not born to be gangster. They're not born to walk around and go, fuck me, any guy who can figure out the code to my pussy. It's like, that doesn't exist. They're copying us when they do that. And we're copying them when we're coochie coo. Yeah. We're copying them. When we go, I love you, booby, booby. That ain't even our game in reality. And their game is not being us. They copy, oh, shit, he can fuck mad women. Oh, shit, he can do that and not give a fuck. But they have to practice that. I can get strange pussy and go, thank you, and shake the bitch's hand right. And go, good day,
and,
ma'am.
And go back to your girl.
And call her tomorrow.
And never think twice about it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back as I'm going to curse Danny out too again.
On the Black Phillip Show, Patrice O'Neill gets to the bottom of those tough relationship issues.
Who had the herpes?
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
Oh, I hate this song. This is the hotness.
Gotta play a song coming back into break.
Of course. Shy Lights. Why not?
Why would you play Shy Lights? As soon as I'm gone, Danny.
He's going crazy.
Pussy-ass nigga, man. Danny's a sucker.
I didn't pick it. It's just,
I take a piss and here we go with la, la, la. You're an ass. You know,
it's the juxtaposition that makes all of this.
Danny, this is why the show can't be every 16 months. Because your instinct is to go back into pussy mode. Turn this shit off.
Bitch better have my money.
Oh, we can't start the show all over again.
No, you know, you didn't even introduce.
You know what, man? That's what kills me, man. I think most people that listen to this show, if you've never heard it before, you probably left. And if you listen to it all the time, you're still there, and you just know.
It's 11:07. You can still introduce everybody if you want.
You can introduce everybody.
I'll do it real quick. We have, Jeff went to the bathroom, but we have Jeff's, we don't have any titles.
Jacqueline.
She's just a magical figure.
She's a unicorn.
Walks through Earth.
That's very Soho.
It's Jacqueline.
Jacqueline,
beautiful
the unicorn.
Woman. She's magical too, but
she's a bunny.
She's just. Oh, come here, Jacqueline. Come here. No, no. You don't like soap? Go get your salt-free. Salt-free shit. You okay, Jacqueline? Let me tickle you.
Aww. Yes. Oh, you're so sweet.
Look at him, magical. just so Jacqueline. This, I don't. There's no title. She's a friend of Jeff's. The title doesn't.
Titles don't
no
matter. Titles don't matter.
There is the lovely,
delicious.
Delicious, I would say. Pamela, what's your last name? Paige.
Pamela Paige.
Who has left us. I like this. Mm. I like the fact that her body language is different. Her face is different. She has an evil streak. She's looking down.
I think everybody does, of course.
And I like that. She came in here
sexy.
With a horseshit
sexy.
Personality.
Really
now
sexy.
The
She's
real Jacqueline, the vindictive, the mean, don't fuck with me attitude. I like it. The one sexy. That all the other go-go dancers don't fuck with in the back. Uh-oh, Jacqueline got a baby knife. She'll pull it right. Pam will pull a baby knife out of her asshole and stick it and put it back in. I love that. I'm not scared of no girls like Jess. She's up my alley. Give me them two baseball bats. Boop, boop. I like that. She is a...
I'm a creative writer.
She's a creative writer. What else are you?
Performance art?
Performing. I'm a contortionist. Like,
really? She can bend herself in different ways to make me see her pussy better. She can tie herself in a pussy knot.
I could also squeeze your head right off with my thighs.
Delicious. I've had it done many times. Until I passed out.
Able to talk.
You never had till you had a third world hooker squish your head in between her legs. You
Sounds
haven't
like underwater.
But
do you take off your hat to that, by the way?
Why do I keep saying Jacqueline? She has me mesmerized. I introduced Jacqueline while you was in the bathroom.
Yes, okay.
Oh, Jesus, we have to move to the all-time fantastic, amazing. We're going to get to Drizzles. But we have fucking Jeff. Turn that camera on you for a second, Jeff.
Okay.
We have... Jeffrey Gurian, man, who is, I would call him a haberdasher. I would call him a man of leisure. I would call him a fellow pimp-nippian.
Pimpologist.
But he's a nice pimp. He wears soft gloves
he's
when he's
a kind pimp.
He's a kind pimp.
He wears mittens.
Listen,
he wears mittens.
You,
on the slabs of bitch.
You can owe me this week. But next week, just make sure you have, Just work
a little harder.
Do
dear.
I need interest, Daddy? No. Just what you owe. Matter of fact, keep a little for yourself. Yeah. And I'm not going to call you a bitch because that belittles you, ho. Yeah. So I'm just going to.
I want to bring up your self esteem. I want to hoe with self esteem.
He's a pimp with care. Now, we already, Jacqueline, him and Jacqueline are.
Together.
Now, he said something that I'm not going to digress, but he said something earlier about guys that come up to you and say, wow, she's beautiful. I just wanted to also say that looking at Jeff, if you didn't have the knowledge, if I was 20 and not 38, I would go up to Jacqueline and go, what's up? That means you with this little motherfucker. Come on, baby. Look at me. I'm better looking. That's why guys would do that a lot. That's guys. When I was younger, it was all about, and that's how I felt about myself. That was the low self-esteem thing, which is, oh, he's better looking, so she'll be with him because he's better looking. That's how I thought then. I don't think that anymore. So I understand, but that's where you would go, guys would come up to him and go, woo, you were, oh, ha. And they think they might be able to beat your ass, too.
Men try to diminish each other. That's
yes.
the point.
No
men
ball
try
power.
To, men try to bring each other down because they're pissed that you're with a woman that they would like to be with.
Absolutely. So we get to you and Jacqueline, friends, don't even know how to make the title. Don't know if you fuck, don't know if you talk. I don't know what you guys do. You just sit
okay.
around and
hum. That's okay.
What
we
you hum, guys do.
Right. We sway. Do it.
Fucking
and swaying,
phony.
Right?
The lovely Pam that we've got to know, I know a few things about her. She's lonely.
Maybe not.
She gets some dick.
Maybe yeah. not.
She gets some dick.
Maybe not.
But
I keep myself entertained.
She doesn't have a challenge in her life. I can tell. That's me.
Because I like to control and defeat everything. That's why.
Yeah. Yes, but now she's like, she's Needs just a alpha. Little, she's a little lesser than when she was. I like it.
Lesser.
But she's still.
Still feisty.
She's
feisty.
Still got fight.
Feisty.
Still got Which, fight in terms of my army. Which is good. I need my underlings to subscribe to my idea. And you go fight for Daddy. I need that fight, but I need it for Daddy. Not against Daddy.
For Daddy.
Like I tell my girl, fight against them, don't fight against me. I'm your motherfucking man. I'm your boy. Mm. So we just have to get young Pam to fucking just fight for me.
I would be on your team, and then I would keep quiet and let you be over-voicerous towards whoever else you want to sabotage, and then I would slowly slip in and take over your whole entire team and control your world or what you thought was your world.
Yeah, my bitch said that, too. So, we move on to... My bitch tried that, too. She's still doing it. Well, I don't know. Good. I'd like you to give it a shot. And we get down like that, too. I'd like to show you a picture of it. Maybe we can
stir it up.
And I'm not one of those guys who try to direct. I'll just maybe a wet finger on the booty hole and just and just rub it real fast left and right on the booty hole. And nothing, you know. My girl would like you. You're a pretty woman. And we have...
The amazing...
The young, talented... Pimped out because it's pimp season.
That's right.
Nigga got his motherfucking jacket on, his suit jacket, his dope ass fucking shirt with his
brim.
Chain. Motherfucker's hair's all trimmed up. Got his brimmed up hat. Got his pimp shoes. He's pimped out. The young Drew Boogie. And I promise Drew, I want him to do a mid-level report on what he's been hearing because no one's listened. He got a chance to talk the whole show.
Yeah.
So do me a favor, young Drew. Give you a synopsis of what's been going on this show.
All right.
We respect that.
So far from the beginning of the show, we found out that our new friend Pamela Page is sick. And she might be terminal. I think
No, she's not terminal.
Oh, you said she's not terminal.
I think she's I thought she might have been terminal, but she's actually just chronic and maybe a little critical, but now she's been upgraded to stable.
Oh, okay.
Stable's good.
We also found out that she tried to turn it around on you to make her look like a victim.
Thank you for noticing that.
Yes.
Kicked me in front of the vehicle, yes.
And let's see. We talked about so many things today.
And what I never asked you, what is, in terms of all of our view, Dante's, me, Jeff, what is your viewpoint on, where would you say you intrinsically lie in terms of your thought process?
Which part of the
meaning
of
who
the game?
Do, who do you connect to with whose attitude do
the
you
philosophy.
Connect to? If you was listening at home.
I'm in between you and Dante. I more go for between the bear and the deer. Like what's the
order? What do you mean?
It's bear, deer, and then bunnies.
Bunnies.
Right?
Yeah. Like Jeffrey's a bunny getter because bunnies, to have a bunny, you have to actually catch them.
Coddle.
Hold them. And feed them out of your hand, nice. And they Squish still them. Don't trust you.
Right.
But they're under your control, so you have to actually show a bunny that you will never try to control it, and as you're actually controlling it.
Yeah, I'm between you and Dante.
He's a wolf hunter.
A deer hunter has to gain access to the trust without touching, meaning, hey, how are you? Hey, would you like a sandwich? No, don't run. I just have a little sandwich. I'll take a bite, let you know it's not poison. You know, and then they eat out your hand. But you never can make that move if I got you.
Right.
Because then I run again. So you gotta always.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near Jeff as far as his approach. I'm more in
between
you guys.
Now a bear hunter is
exactly.
Really, yes. Bear? How about this? Boom! Pow! 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 In the face.
I'm more
aggressive.
And then
aggressive, the bear's laying down, and you go, Now was it worth it, bear, to get fucked up?
Drew's a wolf hunter. He's a wolf. He hunts wolf.
Nah, I think here's what I think. Drew catches lovely bears. He catches nice bears. Bears that aren't mean. I'm a grizzly bear hunter, and you're a deer hunter. And I think he would love to be a bear hunter.
Mm.
But that's not his game. His game is not saying, shut up, bitch. His game is
he can catch it.
Feeling shut up, bitch, but bagging, like doing your thing.
How about catching a wolf in a bear trap?
Here's what he is. Ready? Ready? If a deer is drinking water, Drew will go, but don't run, you stupid deer. What the fuck you running for? I ain't gonna hurt you, as opposed to you, where you go, here you come, up, 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 up. Here you go. Here, no, it's just gummy bears. He'll go, listen, I got gummy bears. The shit ain't poison. So he's hunting deer with a bear technique.
Yeah, because I couldn't say shut up, bitch. I would say you stop stuttering. You know, that type of thing.
Like, look, this ain't poison. But you'll go, let me try. Look it. See, I'm still alive.
Exactly.
Look, and Jacqueline is, come here, close. I'm not. No, do you see? I'm not touching your bunny booty. I'm just
a sparrow. She's a sparrow. Running.
And she's a bear. Pamela's a bear.
I would go for one of. Here's the pussy approach. I would go more for your approach.
Mm. Yeah.
Not your approach, but no.
Look how passionate she just got. Because she knows.
No.
She knows. I'll snatch because she. And I'll say, shut the fuck up. And she'll go. And we'll fight.
And then the bear would rip off your esophagus and chew it in front of your face.
And this is what she'll do. She'll be like, oh my God, he beat me in a fight. Then she becomes a deer. She'll become less aggressive.
A vanquished bear.
Yes.
Yeah, what stops me from being Dante's approach is the snake on the chain? That sort of thing? I can't do the snake on the chain and all the exotic type of stuff. I have to be straight up. But I admire that.
It's righteous.
Anything? Any other synopsis you got for the show today? Any other?
Oh, we went so fast. I'm trying to remember.
It's 11:20 already.
We got thrown in so many different directions.
I tell you
I
why.
I should have wrote it down.
Because the lovely, I think I might. Do you live in New York?
Right around the corner from you guys.
From the studio? I think we might have her for any other Black Phillip shows, if there's ever another Black Phillip show, because you don't even know. I would like her to be the regular.
Yeah.
I would like to see her development.
I would like her to be the regular as well.
I'd like to see her development if she would come down. I would love to see her again.
I would love for you to torture me more on a daily basis.
Do you hear that? See how?
I fucking hate it.
See how it slowly gets like, see that? See how sexy that is? See how it takes? I can do this forever.
I just remembered something else. It was very important for this show that we have to realize that you don't take a lot of calls. This is an educational show, not necessarily
entertainment. Is that your viewpoint? What do you think? Be honest. Because I want to take more calls, but sometimes...
No,
look,
we talked about this a while ago.
If we did this every week, and this is what I'm saying to Danny, of course, Now, I might as well introduce Danny. Everybody knows Danny from O&A and things and the Black Phillip Show and the many other Saturday night horseshit shows that come on. I'm not saying they all are, but hey, today we're talking about what's the greatest shoelaces. Fucking assholes tell us to move on, and niggas is talking about shoelaces. But
no, because the
but they
the,
had they were talking at least they were talking about shoelaces. They had a topic.
What? So you're saying we didn't have a topic
for a while? It was just fucking.
It was just what?
No.
See, no.
There's a ton.
It was
of,
trying to find a topic.
There's a ton of philosophy going on, and it is riveting when you're listening to it. If you want to improve yourself, if you don't want to, you're gonna tune out. It, like you. Some people just can't catch it all.
And we see that Danny, now that he's with XOXO Baby Girl, he doesn't want to improve himself anymore. Back when he was with Stinky Cat Girl, he's like, help us all. But now he's with Wonderful Cool Girl, and all of a sudden, Mr. Coochie Coo, we don't have a purpose. Go fuck yourself.
That's not what I said at all.
Yes, well, I'm saying that's what you said.
A lot of times the calls
Hey, James,
little...
how are you? I should listen to Danny?
Yeah, you should listen.
Agrees with...
yeah, but see what he's saying? That here, we'll take his call first.
Okay, go. Agrees with Danny. Let's go.
Chris, Virginia.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, Patrice.
Don't try to talk to me with this calm thing so I don't hang up on you. Be very careful with your words. You agree with Danny. I should what?
Nah, not so much agree with Danny. Okay, what I was enough. Calling to say was that there's still just a lot of guys out of here who are hurting. And
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you know what?
I bought enough. Into the bullshit from women. I mean, I've got two drawers of letters from different girls. You're the best. You're the only one. I could never be with anybody else. And fucking, you know, when the going's not good, they just fucking take off. You're right. When women try to abuse you and always try to pull the loser card on you to make sure that you're not really a loser.
All right, let me ask you this, because if we want to go back to the old school show, because I see that as like, hey, get back to the old show because he's hurting. See, this
he
is
sounds
what,
like he's about to cry, man.
Yeah, but yeah. see how you go, now he I sounds say, like yeah. he's about to cry, man.
But I'm actually feeling bad for him. This is like, this guy is like really breaking his heart out.
Wow,
to
you sound so empathetic, motherfucker.
I have
You
been
fucking
I
hate men anyway.
With him, because everyone's had their heart broken.
You
to some
let me
degree.
Tell you something. I want to make sure this is specific, because I don't know.
This is
go-go,
a broken heart.
Go-go and stripper, different things, right?
Completely different.
But how about the hatred of men? Are they the same in terms of those?
Yeah.
I think strippers have more hatred of men.
Yeah, strippers definitely. Have more hatred.
You
like,
have to.
When I do a little more like burlesque dancing, so I might end up
when,
actually,
when I'm in a strip club, I hate men.
But it's still,
yeah. yeah.
So I can only imagine how strippers.
Yeah.
here's what I'm saying to you, Chris, and this is why. I tried to get a little bit away from, like, just everybody's problem. I started trying to talk a little more about things in general that might apply to you, because I think we've discussed many times, without you having to call in, that this draw full of women that's saying you're the best and you're this and you're that, you got to understand, dude, that we've already covered that in terms of this,
yes.
in terms of... It's your fucking fault.
That's right.
This is what they do. Like I said, I have some fish. I have a tank
cichlids.
Full of fish. I have some cichlids. Great fish. Every day I come downstairs, right? Those fish.
Chicklets?
Cichlids.
Oh.
So every time I come through downstairs, those motherfuckers swim to the side of the tank and go, yes, we getting ready to eat. That's the nigga that feeds me. And I feed them, and then I try to, like, maybe put my finger in the water to touch one. They go, ah! There's a nigga trying to touch me! That is what they do. So I have to learn how to coexist with what they are, with what I get out of them. So you have to learn how to get out of what you want out of a woman and let them be them. Because they are them without maliciousness. They live their life natural. Like Pam coming in, there's no malicious bone in Pam's body. She does what she does. Now, if I allow her to do what she does in my presence, that's my fault. Because it trickles down from you, Chris. They're going to write. Look, my girl on Tuesday says, you always doing fucked up shit. I hate you. On Wednesday, we give a good fuck. And she's like, you fuck me like I was some new girl. I love you. So, are you okay? You need your back rub? If I paid attention to my happiness based on this fucking loon, how could I be happy? You can't base your happiness, Chris, on fucking girls and their love letters. They're like fish.
It wasn't just the letters. That was my mistake, was I bought into the bullshit that guys get from a very early age. And I believe that the idea that you should give and listen to women, like that other tantric incense sniffing motherfucker who's there on the
show. Wow.
I think he's talking about Dante, no?
Must be Dante.
Wait a minute. I gotta ask Chris a question. Did you pick up on anything? There was a lot of shit that was talked about on the show today. Did you pick up on anything that was talked about today on the show? Did you understand the philosophy, what's going on? Did you listen?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm gonna do?
A lot of it can be applied to his
situation.
You know
what I'm gonna do? We gotta figure this out. We're figuring this out right now. Hey, Chris, don't kill yourself. Keep going with the show. We're gonna figure this out, man. Thanks for calling. Listen, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna figure this out. We're gonna figure out what the right thing is. Cause before, Danny, while he's doodling.
No, I'm listening.
Before, it was a lot of calls that were just, hey, man, what's the best way to eat pussy? Well, you know, we're filling it out.
Yeah, yeah.
We got too much knowledge
nonsense
between us that, too much knowledge between everybody that we will just go, here's how you eat pussy. Damn. Plus, Jeff wouldn't do it. I think that's so.
No, you don't want to devolve to that. You got important shit to say, man. You have stuff to say.
I think the way I eat pussy should be discussed through spiritual.
Well,
what's your pussy eating technique?
With a bib. I put on a bib.
You need a bib if you're doing it right.
And fucking neat, bro. I'm gonna get all messed up.
Once this XM series thing happens, and we figure out all this, like if we can get a weekly show, we're gonna figure this out. Cause you gotta understand, I come back 2 months with a lot of anger, with a lot of shit. I just want to talk about everything.
Pent up.
I think once we get a weekly thing, if that ever happens, then we can get into exactly the brand that we're going to get into. Because Jeff is new. Jeff is going to be here from now on whenever we have shows. Jeff is part of the show now. You understand? Hopefully this...
Pamela Page.
This bitch. what's her name? What's her name? Yeah. She'll be part. And, of course, the lovely Jacqueline. Just need Jacqueline. So... There's a lot of shit that we're trying to figure out during the show, and I know there's a lot of men that have problems, but you gotta understand, dude, every philosophy in here is based on having problems with women. It's not based on here's how you get. I don't give advice on how to pick up girls. I ain't know how to pick up girls. I know how to stay happy. I know that my girl's tears mean my smiles. That's what I know. My bitch the other day got a nice cry. You know what I mean? Got a nice cry because she came out. We was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I go, she goes, wow, his wife really rides with him. His wife really backs him. And I go, and she goes, oh yeah, I back you like that too. I said, yeah, you do, sweetie. And then I said, but you know, that nigga got $500 million, so it's kind of easy to back a motherfucker with $500 million. Is that why you think I back you? So the whole world kind of imploded where now she's the one answer bitch. Hey, that was funny, right? Yeah. I go, okay, in my head, fuck you, bitch. Now I'm in me zone. And I let her know she could never hate me more than I hate her. Her hatred is moment to moment like a fish. Mine is real and it'll stay. And it's not in vindictive or spiteful. It's just like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Let me get into me zone so I don't have to be one of these guys that say a thing like, every time we try to have fun, you... Why would I do that? When I know that's what they do. They don't know how to have fun. She's miserable. So I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm by myself. And then she went to take a shower. Then she comes out and she's like, when you coming to bed, what you doing? We did this thing like, what you doing? Right? Hey, what's going on? Why are you acting so stink? And I said, bitch, are you trying to get me to be phony with you? Huh? You think we're going to move on? Because you ready to fucking move on? Because you went from moment to moment and now you're happy, bitch?
The shower brought her to her senses is what happened.
Now.
The water hit her.
I didn't curse her out. I just had to talk Hannibal Lecter, treat the bitch like multiple Migs, if you ever seen that show, that is talk this bitch till she die. And she, because most of the time, she's going to do something to mess up the good time. Not me. I don't go, why'd you say that? I don't want. She does it. So I tell her why, and then she goes, well, what's the point then in implying, why are you even with me? I said, look, I didn't say that, but if you try to think for me, we'll be broke up. So you go ahead and think for me. You think, what are we doing this for? What are we? You think for me, go ahead. See if this relationship lasts. I think for this relationship. You emotionalize through it. If I emotionalize through the relationship, then where the fuck we gonna be? I'd rather you be crying because you get what you did that was dumb than I be miserable like guys do out there because they think that's what their existence has to be. And women will come at you with the gay thing. With, look, my girl tries to say my friends are gay because when she tries to always introduce, I don't know what the bitch is doing. She always tries to, like, be the bitch that informs me of something. Like, she goes, did you hear it was an earthquake in China? And I go, I don't, yeah, but I don't want to talk to you about it. So my boy call, you call, somebody else call, and I'm like, he goes, yo, you hear about China? And I go, hold on, let me go make some tea so we can discuss China for hours and hours. Well, I fucking said China. I said, well, your China shit is boring. Talk to your friends about China, bitch, not me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, you're probably gay. Yeah, probably so, yeah. I just don't want to talk to you, bitch. But that's from here. Why the fuck are women always, instead of trying to understand that we're not crazy, we're just acting a certain way that you have to understand. Like, we have to understand that you have to have children, that you have children and what, and the pain. I don't have kids. Why should I give a fuck about that? But I do, because it's visual. You have a period, that shit fucks you up, makes you hormonal, makes you emotional, and I have to understand that. There's things that go on with guys that
you don't give
women
a
don't give a fuck because we don't bleed with our bullshit.
Mm.
Like, half the time, man cheats. You think motherfuckers want to cheat? I want to see my girl and go, you're the last bitch I'll ever, ever kiss. You're the, not even that, you're the last girl I ever
want to kiss, right.
But yeah. That's not the fucking case.
Right, exactly. Because it's biology.
They don't understand that, and they don't give a fuck about that. So I got to make her understand shit. And she's like a fish. Tuesday, she loves me. Thursday, I'm the worst motherfucker ever. Saturday, she goes, oh, my God, where would I be without you? Sunday, you back in the day, you used to fold the blankets. Like, why would I pay attention to her? We gotta take another break? Really? All right, another break, and we're gonna get to, oh shit, wait, before we take a break, let's go to this motherfucker. Hold on. Brendan?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm, go ahead, man. You're on.
Yeah, Patrice, I was just wanting to call and tell you, man, that the dynamic of the show is great. I think you're a fucking genius, but you saved my marriage because to me, like, the game that you're spitting is fucking relationship shit. And it even matches up with the animals y'all pick and shit. Like, you pick a bear. A bear's gonna live forever, get big as hell, hairy and shit, just like y'all lady is. But you gotta keep that motherfucker in check. But now you got Jeff over there talking about some bunnies and shit. They die quick as a motherfucker. Now, Jeff's game is to get many bitches and keep them for a short time.
you in some relationships.
Whoa, Brendan. Hold on. That was, wait one fucking minute here. Let us breathe on that. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Brendan.
I'm still trying to find out what his perspective on me is.
Wait a minute. Well, he's going to get to it. But bears live a long woo.
You want to keep a bitch for
but
a long
bunnies
time.
Bunnies die quick. Where did he go?
He bailed out.
Brendan.
Call back.
He lost his call.
Son of
Brendan,
a bitch.
Call back.
God damn it. Man, that motherfucker.
That was hot.
Bunnies die quick.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look at the bunny talking years. Over there. Wait a minute. Hey, listen.
As soon as you get haggard, you're out of here.
This shit is... All right, hey, look, let's take one more break. We'll be back, man. One more break. One more? Just one more? Okay, we'll be back.
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
It is almost better than when a guy eats your pussy.
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? All right, cool. Tom.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Patrice. How can you sit there and say and give advice and your old man's gone, man? And then when he says something about your ma, she's off limits. I'm in the same position you are. I'm a little bit older than you.
She's off limits. Let me tell you something. She's off limits, and I think I said it off air. That's where I fucked up. But I feel you. She's off limits to me. She's my mother, but she's not off limits to my sister's father. Mm-hmm. If my sister's father was here talking about my mom's, he'd be talking about it like I'm talking about my girl, or I might be talking about Pam or
she's still
Jacqueline.
She's a woman to dudes.
Who sleep with her. She's not a woman to me. She's my mother. But to other dudes, she's not off limits. If another dude's like, listen, man, your mom ain't shit, I used to go with her. I'd be like, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, but I'm not a hypocrite.
I lost my old man back in 1969. I never knew him.
Okay.
You know, he never came home.
Right.
You know, from Vietnam. That was a long fucking time ago.
Okay.
Never came home, had four boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way you do women. I did women the same way. I used to fuck them. I used to do every fucking thing to them. It was like a get back or something mentally to me.
You think mentally you was fucking a lot of girls as a anger thing to your father, not knowing your father or your father dying or something?
Are
you different now? Do you still do the same thing that you think?
Oh, no. I'm different. I got married. I got kids. And then I had all girls.
Let me ask you a question. You don't instinctively you don't hate your wife?
No.
Like I love my girl, but I hate the bitch. Like I hate her.
No, man. You know they do stupid shit, man.
They might
come in and say the dumbest shit in the world. Like you might be watching the damn game. And who's winning? Look at the fucking TV. It's up top.
All of a sudden, did you just hear like Magical Agent Orange Man? Like, you know, life is and I change. And he's like, this dumb bitch won't bring me the cookies when I ask. It's like, look, man, I understand what you're saying. I do not. I want people to understand. I don't hate women. This is like, I love women. This is why I'm upset with them.
You give that persona. And you know that, you know, I'm not taking nothing from women. You know, they have a lot to think about, you know. I'm talking about I could be fat, slim, or I don't give a damn about how I look. She can have one pimple on her cheek. Oh, fuck, I can't go
because it is what it is, sir. They are objects. We like them. Here's, if you build a building with a woman, you start with her looks. You start with her looks. You don't build with a bitch that don't look good. It's like they become better than their looks later. But men, we have things that make us cool. We have things that make us... This is how I change over the years where I'm going, okay, I'm an overweight dude, and I go, I'm not going to... You know, I'm an overweight guy, and this girl's not going to like me. But I didn't realize I used to think women thought like me because I ain't shit.
Hey, Hey, Patrice, it's like this to me. I have seen the ugliest guys with the finest women.
Yeah. Yes.
And the reason is that we control their mind. When you make love to the mind first, you can all the ass tail, that don't mean she, you can get her sister because she's not gonna kiss. She's gonna make a
Now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this since you have four daughters.
Right.
How are you gonna
Three.
How are you gonna explain to them to be better than their vagina? How are you gonna tell them, look, stop the bullshit. If you're having problems with men and this and that, here's what I'm gonna tell you how to get through this.
I'm not.
See, that's gonna you're just perpetuating the cycle, there man. You gotta tell your daughters to, you know. Anyway, thanks for the call,
how
dude.
How can you tell a girl? Listen.
How can what?
You're flesh and blood. You're flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what men want.
How old is your oldest?
My oldest is 15 years old.
Oh, let me tell her.
Damn.
Where's she at? Put her on the phone. I'll tell her if you can.
You would.
Son of a bitch.
Brenda.
Continue before. I got to go. If women wants a baby. Let me go to Greg. I'm gonna try to catch Brandon. Tell Brandon I'm gonna try to catch him before he go. But Greg, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'll make two quick points.
You say I see this as if women wants baby, it's her problem.
Well, you had moved on to my first.
It's
all right,
man.
You
go ahead, man. You could go back. I don't give a fuck.
Let me go to the baby one first. The other guy that was there, I don't know him. He said he kept asking me over and over again when you said clearly you understand your father, but you don't agree with him.
Talking
but
to you,
Jeffrey. But then he said something about responsibility. But my thing is, if there's oftentimes, he says a big problem, and he's right, it is a big problem. It's not necessarily because of the man. Most men out there would tell you when a man goes to court for child support, he gets raped. Now, when a woman gets pregnant, I know a lot of situations where the guy didn't even want the baby, and she knew he didn't want the baby, so he... But she went on and had it anyway. I think the rules of the court system need to be changed. You know,
what do you think of that?
No, I agree 100% with that. I was talking about when a guy is married to a woman and has children walks away.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, that's a whole different thing.
I mean, I'm not talking about a guy who's on a one-night stand and the girl gets pregnant.
But
she has no business having that baby.
But what's your viewpoint on that? Like, is there any responsibility placed on the two individuals that was fucking?
Yes, it is. The man does have a responsibility, but not to the extent that the court makes it. It's like, what I'm saying is, if under my rule, like, a marriage thing is totally different because, you know, like the court looks at it like, okay, well, he has to pay this amount because we don't want to take away from what the child had. But like you said, with a one-night stand, if I'm an NBA basketball star, this stupid, she don't deserve millions of dollars.
I can hear in his voice, he's like, what if that stinking bitch had poked a hole in the rubber?
Why doesn't he supply his own rubber?
Pull
out with the rubber on. Be smarter than your dick.
I'm telling you some good, I didn't hear what she said.
I said, pull out with the condom on. Be smarter than your cock.
Huh?
Pull out with the condom on.
But how come you don't have any responsibility for that?
Because I make the guy pull out with the condom on so he's smarter than his cock.
No. Why don't you go pull out, motherfucker?
Because I fucking don't sleep with people that I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, I will never ever fuck someone.
First of all, how does she know when he's going to come? You don't know exactly when he's going
to come. Yeah, you can feel a guy's dick getting really stiff and hard. You can definitely know when you're about to come.
Feel mine rumbling like a...
Thanks, Greg, man. Thank you, man. I need to move on. Okay, go.
You contradict yourself. Then you said women want... You said women don't want a bunch of dicks.
Yes.
So how do you explain all these sluts? And I think it has to do with it crosses racial
because
lines.
The sluts
are
searching.
Here both ways.
They're trying to get back
on
at
your
the
show
men.
Say, oh, this woman right there said I like a variety.
But they don't.
Because how do you explain all these sluts?
No,
but that doesn't mean that she's happy about her. You're talking about conniving. I feel you, Greg.
You're talking about conniving. That they want, because I'm going to tell you what I think they want.
Okay.
They want some dumb loser to be there for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they still want to go out there and cheat. They want their cake and eat it, too.
No,
that dude
no.
just on the phone.
I don't think so, dude.
I don't think so.
That's
not the way it works.
About.
Huh?
No, and that's not the way it works. The way it works is you see those sluts out there, they're fucking a lot of guys, but they're what they're really doing is they're looking for that one guy. But
no,
it's, but as far as their
game
is
concerned, huh?
No, they don't. They look at that, they're looking for a guy whose mind
he
game can
too
contain
late,
them.
Cause something's going on with Greg.
Because
Greg, you got a girl?
That was Patrice's girl, and Patrice.
No, not now.
So let me ask you a question.
Now, are you
kind of, be honest, man, are you in hate mode with bitches right now?
Yeah.
See, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's the fucking show's almost over, nigga. Why'd you call so goddamn late?
I've been on hold for like an hour.
Oh, shit, my phone is.
And this is my first time calling a radio show, but I'm sitting here watching TV, so I got to do this.
But it was compelling.
You got some. See, this is what you need to do. Oh, this is what I'm saying. We need to get this shit a weekly thing.
Yeah.
Man.
And these are the kind of callers we need.
Because this motherfucker is on hate bitches mode.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm a good dude.
That's what I'm saying. Greg, you don't have to explain to me like you would explain to society. I feel you. Because I'm a hate bitches guy, too.
No, I don't.
But I love them.
I hate them. Like
exactly.
You said.
So you hate them.
And then people got it all mixed up.
Just say with us right now, man. Right, I'm just you. Right now, you're confused. You're upset. Some chick that married you, you thought the you took a big jump to get married, and you thought that shit was supposed to be in some sanctimonious, harmonious thing. Of ask any bitch why they get married. Not one would ever say. To in the eyes of God that bonds us. No, it's security.
Greg,
my girl just wants a will.
Greg, I just signed my papers, my divorce. I just signed my divorce papers. And what I learned is you got to stay on your game. There's never a time
you just signed your divorce
papers. Yeah,
you're done.
Congratulations.
Done.
You're divorced.
Done. But you got to stay on your game.
I didn't know that.
Just because you're married, just because you got years in with her. You still gotta be on your game. In fact, you gotta be more on your game.
I feel lonely
because of the fact
I have to get rid of my bitch. Shit, I don't have to sign no papers. Greg, man, you gotta keep up with this show and call back, dude, because we're gonna move, man. Thank you, man. Let's go here, 49. Rob, I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead, man. You on?
Oh no, nothing, man. Hey, what's up? I just wanted to say, hey, man, you're a genius.
Tell Pam that.
My microphone is the only thing that's working. My earphones aren't doing too well.
Of course it is.
Tell Pam that. Tell Pam. She knows
it is.
I am. She knows
Pam's mic don't fucking work because she don't want it to fucking work. Patrice is a genius.
Thank you, Rob.
Genius. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what. I don't know because I don't listen to every second of ONA, but I'm going to tell you what. You are a genius because, point blank, you said Anthony needs to go out with Jill Nicolini. That motherfucker now is on Jill Nicolini.
Yes.
You know what? Did anybody give me credit for that fucking shit?
No, but I am.
To stop chasing.
I am.
Thank you, sir.
You know who took
because
the credit for that?
Keeps fucking. But my girl told me Mankind or some shit.
Yeah, Mick Foley.
I fucking told him stop fucking around with these fucking losers.
Yes.
These pal talk girls and get yourself a cold blooded bitch. Like Jill Lonely Nicolini. And niggas don't give me no credit. I'm just big mouth fucking Patrice.
He gave you props.
No.
He gave you big props.
Did he?
Yeah, Anthony. Anthony
did
gave
he really?
You, he gave you
okay,
big
okay, let me take it back.
Props.
Anthony, you listening? He probably ain't. He's somewhere with Jill Nicolini, nigga.
No, that nigga's fucking off shooting guns, man.
Oh, man. All right, thanks for calling, man. Did that? He gave me credit
yeah,
for that?
Yeah,
right,
not
enough,
from Nicolini, but he just said that he gave you props about what you say and how you say it and how it seems like it shouldn't work, but it does work, and he does.
That's all I'm saying,
Pam. He absolutely
does. That's all I'm saying,
actually, Opie, believe it or not, Opie says that all the time. He says that all the time. Anthony was taking a little while to submit
that,
but
Pam,
Opie says...
I'm here to help.
Opie has said it a couple of
you
times
got a different approach to help.
That you want to fight it at first, but then you think about it, and it makes
sense. Because Anthony, real quick, that motherfucker is... He's a goddamn... He looks at himself sometime like he is still
the air conditioning repair guy.
Mm. And he lets air conditioning repair bitches get into his life.
2 minutes.
He needs Jill Nicolini's, and that's good that he's doing it.
Well, now he's upgrading, and he won't be able to go back. It's good.
Hey, Brendan, I'm sorry I didn't fucking... Hey, we got 1 minute. Damn. Hey, sorry, dude. Brendan, sorry. Listen, anybody got plugs?
Yeah.
Quick, do it quick.
I got a movie coming up in July. The movie's dropping.
What's it called, nigga?
Fighting with Terrence
Howard. That's Dante, Reggie Nero, who got a movie out. When
and,
is it coming out?
Late July.
Late July. Look out for Dante in the movie, Drew.
I got a pimp hat and I hunt wolves.
Nigga. Quickly.
Cracked Out Superheroes. You got Lactate Girl over here, a.k.a. Pamela Page. Lactate Saturate Bitches.
Go to crackedoutsuperheroes.com to see this delicious little twat. I take that back.
It's okay. It's
she's a fucking sexy motherfucker, too, by the way.
It's
thank you, Pam.
Thank
you for joining us. Anything lovely?
You can check out some of my work at JacquelineBollier.com.
Oh, my God. How do they spell that fucking bougie last name? Quickly.
It's B-E-A-U-L-I-E-U. Or YouTube, The Masters of Disguise, Drake Again.
Oh. Anything we can see your titties on? Anything?
Maybe even on the like Masters a sexy nipple. Disguise.
Like
almost.
A some
check
type
out
of
the Masters of Disguise.
Smoky nipple thing. How about you, sir?
Yeah, Gurian News Network. You can check out jeffreygurian.com, JeffreyGurian, or GurianNewsNetwork.com.
20 seconds left.
Check it out, so, crazy
and,
news.
I'll be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. At the improv out there and on next weekend. Then I'll be in fucking DC the weekend after that on the 30th. And Danny will be, you know what Danny will fucking be. And thank you for joining us.
And if you
want to
hear more
show.
Of the Black Phillip Show, call in.
This concludes Saturday Night Virus.